about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
It's Tuesday somewhere, so you know what that means. It's Taco Tuesday!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
This is Frankie McDowell, my own TV station live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Attention, citizens of California. Severe taco warning has been issued for California. It's going to be a lot of tacos will be falling from the sky in the state of California. It's going to bring a ton of tacos will be falling from the sky in the state of California and the surrounding areas. People in California, you need to be prepared for a lot of tacos.
How's Taco Bell gonna make money off of that?
Leave my taco alone.
And now,
what are you doing for the Latino community today?
I might have tacos when I go home. I'm not quite sure yet.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, buddy. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday morning, the 15th of October.
Time to crack the seal. On official Halloween spook season, by the way.
No, sir.
Because Kevin demanded it.
Halloween, Halloween, ooh, Halloween.
Right?
Ghostly things are gonna happen.
How dare you?
No one likes the song, by the way.
Oh, everyone, we love this song.
Outside my window, Halloween spooks behind the tree. I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window pane.
I will tell you that the amount of complaints that we get when we get into the Halloween season and we haven't played Halloween spooks.
Yeah, it's like 7 or 8. I've seen them.
Indicates to me that people are very invested in the Halloween spooks.
Oh, are they very invested?
Wow. I believe that there are people who do not consider it Halloween until they have heard Halloween spooks. Like this
are those people in the room with you?
Those people in addition to the... What would you say, Jensen? Thousands of people?
I would say thousands. Well, can you do me a favor? Can you check in on them real quick? Just what they're doing right now. Yeah, no, I think thousands of people are into it. I do.
Are demanding it.
How could they not?
Mm. Are demanding it. And by the way, every time somebody goes to Not Scary Farm and this plays because they know what they're doing down there and they play great music, they all write us and go, oh my God, it was so exciting to hear Halloween spooks out in the wild. You know what I mean? Like, it makes people happy. Why do you hate things that make people
listen
happy,
to it.
Kevin?
Turn it back up. Stop doing that.
Those are the Halloween spooks, though.
Yeah, I know. Hey, we're sort of being scary, but
they're
jazzy
ghosts.
Hands.
Mm-hmm.
F you.
Here we go.
Outside my window.
Big finish, you guys.
Halloween spooks behind the tree. I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window.
Problematic stuff.
How are you going to come at the Halloween spooks like that?
Been a long time.
Allie, I haven't heard you weigh in. Halloween spooks, yay. Halloween spooks, yay.
I made Kevin play it last week
when
you were gone.
Yeah,
we did play
it last week. Good for you.
Tiny amount.
Yeah.
Tiny
small
amount.
Well
small
done.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, what the whistle.
Yes, you got to
let
the whistle.
Yes. Fans. Yes.
Absolutely.
All right. I love it. And again, Halloween spooks outside my window.
Outside my window, right?
Oh,
yeah,
and wait.
You didn't know this. They're also behind trees.
What?
Yeah, I know.
How could I miss this whole time?
I know. You were so busy being angry, you didn't listen to the amazing lyrics.
So frustrated with myself.
Yeah.
As you should be. Easy. Guys, we have an enormous show today, including a guest that was booked after the program yesterday that we can't wait to tell you about, and you'll understand our excitement when we tell you who it is. But first, this story rocketed around Los Internets yesterday because it is hilarious. This is Shea Bradley. I cannot speak Irish. Shea Bradley of Kilmenanaga?
Can you try?
Kilmenanaga? Hmm. Which is a city south of Dublin, and unfortunately, Mr. Bradley passed away on October the 8th. But he was known as a prankster. He used to love to pull pranks on his family. And he And I assume with the help of somebody on the outside to help him pull off the prank?
I hope so.
Otherwise, he's cleverer than I think. He devised a way to prank the attendants of his funeral. So I've got some tape to play for you, and you'll hear this is as they're getting ready to lower his casket into the ground. And it's a very obviously sad and somber and heartbreaking moment because they lose this man who was so beloved. And you'll hear the tail end of the bagpipes being played. And then something unexpected was heard as the coffin goes under. Everybody's sad, and then...
Hello? 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 Let me out!
Okay, so he's hello, and he's knocking on the top of the casket, and he's saying, let me out. And the faces of the people who weren't in on it, they did tell a couple of people. I think they told some of the old people, and they told some of the very young people, all right, we're pulling this prank. I don't want you to have a heart attack and freak out when you hear, you know, when you hear Papa's voice. But
that's
the
pretty
other,
awesome. Mm.
The other people who are standing around, as you can imagine, are horrified because they think this is real, right?
Yeah, I'm surprised no one jumped in. Like, I would think someone would immediately try to open the casket.
And I'm stunned that nobody screamed, too, by the way, because it would be so, I don't know, just terrifying if you actually thought for even a second that this person was buried alive.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't done.
Hello? Hello? Let me get dying in here.
It's effing dark in here. So you can tell people are now getting that it's a gag and they're just starting to laugh and play along. What a beautiful send-off, by the way. This
right?
is so good.
Is that that please look in here? Let me out. Hello? Hello? Stop the mask. Stop looking here. Hello? Hello, please. Hello? Who's there? Hello? He's in shame, me. I'm in the box. No, I'm in front of you. I'm dead. You gotta hear that. That's me. Hello again. Hello.
Okay, so now he's singing to the assemble.
Right.
He's singing because he's saying hello again now from death.
I've come to say goodbye. I'm going to die. I'm afraid to hello again. Hello.
His daughter posted the video up on Facebook and said, my dad's dying wish, always the prankster. You got him good, Papa Bear, and gave us all a laugh when we needed it. I will love you forever. Hashtag Shia's last laugh. Hmm. Is that the best funeral, by the way, you can imagine? I mean, super sad.
I don't rattle ranked funerals, but yeah.
No, you don't?
I don't really.
Super sad to lose the man, but yeah. I'm just saying that what a fantastic way to go out and to have people walk away from a normally very sad occasion with at least a little bit of a laugh.
What if you're a prankster all your life and so everybody thinks that's what it is,
but you are alive?
Plot twist. That guy was
still alive. And everybody's going,
And everyone on the internet sharing it like, what a prankster! And he's just dead now. He wasn't dead.
Oh, my God. That guy was buried alive.
Right?
Yep. Wow.
This is terrible.
That is dark.
I'm so sorry to have brought you that story.
Yeah, that's a terrible story. I don't know why you would start the show with that.
His pranks have come back to get him.
Right?
Also, Bean, are you really scouring the internet for like funeral stories because you know you're going to die soon?
First of all, I'm not dying. I'm the healthiest man alive. I'm fine. But yeah, I mean, I have a Google alert. Sure.
Okay. Just letting you know. Rest in peace, Bean.
I don't know how to go on. All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin Amico, shall we?
I can't talk too long. I got to poo.
We are all going to try and agree, which never works, on the worst candy. The very worst candy.
You're talking about
for Halloween
candy. Halloween, okay.
Yeah.
Candy corn's the best. We agree on that.
Yeah, so that one's out.
The worst.
That's the best.
Well, we already know two of us love it, two of us hate it, so that's out.
Right.
Okay. Can't be worst.
So we have to decide on the worst Halloween candy.
We have to come together as a group and make one decision.
Okay, we've never been able to do that.
No, but we're locking the door and we're not moving on to a different segment unless we do it.
I mean, we couldn't even agree that the guy pulled a funny prank at his funeral. We couldn't even agree on that. Right. Kevin had to poo-poo that.
We have Hobo Johnson.
Yes.
Wow. What's your name? How are you? How's your life?
I love this kid.
He's great.
I love him.
But we also have Terry Bradshaw.
Whoa!
Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, yeah. My God. I haven't recovered from the last time Mr. Bradshaw was on.
We kept him over for another segment.
Mm-hmm.
Was it one or two?
Two.
I think it was just two
more. Segments,
on the
yeah.
phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we never, ever do.
Very rare.
But we couldn't stop laughing at him killing animals. And that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
It does sound terrible. It was terrible.
It was hilarious.
But he is the most entertaining man in America.
Correct.
I'm going to see him at the Luxor. I've just decided.
Sure.
No. How could I not?
Right.
You're not.
Catch that in Downton Abbey.
Right after I see Downton Abbey, yes.
Interview with Tyler Toffoli from the LA Kings.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Do you have a personal hype song?
No.
Got a few.
I'm being mocked.
You should be.
As is Christine. The two of us have some. Allie has one.
Right? I have a few,
A few, okay.
Depends
so
on
do
my
I.
mood, like what I'm getting hyped for.
Right.
You guys are dweebs.
Yeah.
So it could be, yeah.
You're talking about like you get in your car to go to work and you play the Rocky theme or something like that just to pump you up for the day?
That's like what, that's that, a, yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right?
You have hype any songs. Of those, Speed?
I mean, I'm Mr. Hype, first of all.
Right, sure.
You know
you don't
that.
Need songs.
You know the level of energy that I bring to the world.
And also we have your tickets for Kevin and Bean's Last Breakfast with Green Day.
Whoa.
So that's coming up. We'll take a break. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:54.
By the way, every morning leading up to Halloween, we are giving you your choice of Halloween songs. We put it up on the Kevin and Bean Twitter account, at Kevin and Bean, and then you cast your vote. It is a nail biter today, by the way. Very tight. Only a few percentage points between your two choices. Susie and the Banshees, Peekaboo.
Yes.
Love.
Or Nine Inch Nails, Dead Souls.
Love. Either way, we win.
I'm rooting for Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, both great Halloween songs. So just go to at Kevin and Bean on Twitter and cast your vote. We'll be playing it for you a little bit after 7 a.m. Allie.
Bean.
What's happening?
Well, do you want good news or icky news first?
Oh, man. That's always a tough decision.
I like to start icky.
Okay.
Really?
What? I mean,
and good.
And then good.
Because I like to put off bad feeling bad as long as possible. So I tend to want the good news first. So at least I, you know, can enjoy
Justin
my life
tiebreaker.
Longer.
You're the mini bean.
I like starting icky.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Let's start icky.
I like getting it out the way.
Let's icky thump this.
Okay. This has to do with Jeremy Renner. Have you heard this news?
Something bad with his wife is all
canceled.
I know.
Yeah, he married a woman named Sunny Pacheco in 2014. She filed for divorce later that same year. Their marriage and divorce all under the radar until recently when she filed multiple claims for a custody situation with their six-year-old daughter, Ava. She claims that he was drunk and high in cocaine at a club in November when he told someone that he, quote, could not deal with Sunny anymore and he just wanted her gone. According to court docs related to the custody battle, the filing also states that Renner put a gun into his mouth, threatened to kill himself, before then firing the gun into the ceiling with their six-year-old daughter asleep in her bedroom.
Wow.
She claims he has a history of substance abuse as well as verbal and emotional abuse. She claims he would leave cocaine on a bathroom counter that their daughter could reach. Just altogether a bad situation. Renner fired back in legal docs of his own, stating Pacheco is making up the allegations because she's angry their relationship never worked out and is looking for a cash grab. He says he even submitted to random tests over a period of 3 months to prove that he doesn't use drugs. Hmm. Altogether, gross situation there, and a court hearing is set for November 7th. Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
Not good.
Can I be the new Hawkeye? I'm just thinking ahead.
Yes.
Thinking ahead. I like that.
Yes.
Okay.
That would be a really good replacement. Uh-huh. No explanation, just one day being as Hawkeye.
Supernatural.
Yeah.
I don't remember which Hemsworth it was. Did you see that yesterday?
It was Steve, I think.
Okay, Steve.
Steve Hemsworth.
Marco.
It was one of the Hemsworths who was asked on a panel if you could basically get rid of one person.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what about Hawkeye? My brother could be Hawkeye.
Right.
Like, already, essentially was just angling. Like, see you later, Hawkeye.
Wow.
So, yeah, Jeremy Renner doesn't have the greatest rep.
Yeah. I was unaware of this. I just thought he was a good actor. I didn't know really much about his personal life.
Yeah.
His personal life has been pretty much on the down low for a long time.
Lots been on the down low with him, yeah. Some birthdays for you. Just kidding. You wanted the good. You want the good?
Yeah.
Oh,
please.
Do we have the good?
Yeah. Zoe Kravitz is going to be Catwoman in the new The Batman.
Love it.
All right. That's great casting.
That's great casting. She's going to star, of course, opposite Robert Pattinson as the Caped Crusader. Pre-production of the Warner Brothers DC Comics film is expected to start soon, some insiders claiming as early next year. But you're going to have to wait because The Batman is scheduled to hit theaters on June 25th, 2021.
Oh, shoot.
I know. It's
already busy.
Fun. Yes, I have.
That day already?
I just set up a hair appointment.
Oh, shoot.
Like, I'm getting...
Jensen works 10 years out.
It's a guy I like. It's a guy I like. Hard to get in. He's busy, yes.
Yeah, I get it.
I got to call him. Let me write this down.
See if you can switch it.
Let's try.
Guys, will they ever stop making Batman-related movies? Ever?
No.
I hope not.
It seems like an endless fount of
Batman. As long as they do them well, but I hope not.
All right.
An endless fount.
I've never heard that.
Did I use that incorrectly?
No, I think it's probably right. I've never heard it. Like a fountain? Endless fountain?
No, I don't think it's related to fountain. I think it's a separate word, yes. I'll look it up and embarrass myself that I was wrong and made it up. But it sounds right to me in my head.
Okay. Excellent.
So does everything I say.
Oh, no.
It doesn't mean a damn thing, does it?
Go ahead and Google it while we're on the air so you can apologize.
Bad luck for you.
A source of desirable quality or commodity or a spring or fountain.
Oh, so it is short for fountain.
Yeah.
A fount.
I don't even know what that is.
We just told you. Do you guys remember who the last person to play Catwoman was?
The last person to play Catwoman.
Mm-mm.
I feel like there was one after that.
Doris Roberts. Anne Hathaway.
That's right.
Forgettable.
The Dark Knight Rises. Yeah. I honestly, if you...
You could have said Dark Knight Rises and I wouldn't have thought of
that. Yeah.
I don't know why.
I know.
That role did not stick with us.
No.
No. Zoe Kravitz is going to be amazing, though.
I think so, too.
Plus, she's got that Hulu series High Fidelity coming out soon as well. Mm-hmm. And who knows if Big Little Lies is going to be picked up for a third season or not.
Everything's coming up, Zoe.
Everything is coming up, Zoe Kravitz. Some birthdays for you. Anthony Joshua. Remember him? The boxer?
Yeah, barely.
What? No, I don't.
Boxer?
Barely. Okay. Dominic West, the actor.
This is a tough day.
Here's the thing.
Are you leading with...
I mentioned Dominic West yesterday because he's on that show, The Affair, that I hate.
Oh, yes.
The only reason I know that guy's name. Emeril Lagasse.
Okay.
Bam.
Right?
Okay.
Bam.
There it is. Bean, you said it's Tito Jackson's birthday?
But the emotion, too much for Tito.
I mean, I feel like you should celebrate. But really, I'm saving the best for last because when this music comes on in a club, you know it is time to go home and get to... Hit it, Steve.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's strong.
That is strong.
Kevin has given away so much money to this song.
Happy birthday to Genuine.
We're going to try and do something here I'm not positive we've ever been able to do. And that's to all agree on one thing.
Okay.
Well, a very different taste.
Halloween spooks is awesome. Is that the topic?
Nope. We're talking about Halloween candy.
Oh. Halloween candy is awesome.
Yes.
We can all agree on that.
But what's the worst Halloween candy?
Mm-hmm. Oh, candy corn.
It's not. It's already thrown out because two of us love it and two of us don't like it.
Two of you are very wrong.
Right.
I agree. I love candy corn so much that I hoard it after Halloween so that I have it to parcel out in spring and summer and fall
and
before it gets sold again.
A ton of it because no one else is eating it.
And you could just use a candle.
Look,
it's the same thing. You're just eating
a candle. Not a candle.
I hate to say this again, but just like with grape nuts the other day, they wouldn't keep making it for 150 years by the millions of pounds if people didn't eat
returned,
it and like
and
it.
And just put it back on the shelves. That's how it works.
Rocks and candles, Bean. What a weird life.
Kevin, so your contention is that they have not made a new bag of candy corn since the 20s.
It's
They've
just
all
been
recycled.
It's like the way your pool keeps bringing in new water.
Let me try one just in case I forgot. Like, maybe it's great.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, I was thinking of something else.
Oh, luck out. You're eating candy corn right now.
What are you eating?
Candy corn.
I'm so jealous.
All right, it's a dot. But I mean...
I was going to say that it was red, whatever you ate.
You put a dot in a candy corn and then pretended to eat candy corn?
Yes.
Okay. Well, okay. That seems like it, well, either way, we have to pass on candy corn. It's not the worst because two of us love it.
Okay.
All right. Let me suggest, since Kevin brought it up and he's a cheater and already undermining the accuracy of this poll.
Right.
What about dots? Are dots the worst Halloween candy?
No, I love them.
I have dots. I'll have one. I haven't had one in a long time.
There you go.
Well, I mean, if Kevin is already saying no, I guess that eliminates our our unanimous poll.
How do you...
Jensen's going to eat this for the rest of his life.
How do you get these off your teeth?
Oh, no, they take your fillings out. This is what dentists use.
Oh, my God. This is paste.
But damn tasty.
Number one, it can't win because you like them, but yeah. I think this is very bad. I don't know if it's the worst, but dots are they're almost tasteless.
They got a little taste, though. I like them.
A little taste. That's what I look for in candy. It's a whisper.
It's a little whisper of taste.
Yeah.
But at least you can't get it off your teeth, so it's got that going for you. All right, so neither of those are the worst, right?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to throw another one out, although this is kind of dumb because I like it, so clearly it can't win. But I want your opinion on the great Necco wafers. Now, before you say anything, remember that for a brief period last year or early this year, Necco wafers were out of production. The company that was making them.
Oh, that means they're good?
The company that was making them closed down. And I went out and bought like 100 of them because I wanted to make sure to have them as long as I could. But then somebody else swooped in and they're making them again. So you
went to Office Depot and got some
chalk.
Chalk.
Mm-hmm. No. Necco wafers.
This is perfect. Raise your hand.
That's why they stopped making them, because teachers rarely have chalkboards anymore. So they're like, we don't even need this candy anymore. Get rid of it.
Raise your hand if you're with me and you love Necco wafers. I am seeing no hands.
No hands.
All right. No. So, okay, because I love it, though, it can't be the worst.
Okay.
Okay.
So it cannot be unanimous.
All right. Necco wafers out.
What about Peeps?
Peeps are
more of an Easter candy than a Halloween candy, though.
They do. They're both. They do Halloween.
This is a little ghost Peep.
Yeah, these are ghosts.
Oh, ghost Peeps. Okay.
And
what was it, Kevin?
It's a ghost Peep. You heard me.
I'm gonna have a ghost Peep.
You have to. Yeah. It's been a while, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So this is a candy that was Easter, but then they figured out a way to make it year round. Mm-hmm. They probably make 4th of July Peeps. They make Christmas Peeps. They probably just change the color, right?
Does it qualify as a candy?
What else could it be?
I don't know.
A protein?
Literally no taste.
It's a marshmallow. How's it no taste?
With sugar on it.
Yeah. It's not the worst because it's just a marshmallow. You can't hate a marshmallow.
Yeah, I love Peeps, so I think Peeps can't be on the list.
Allie with the block, you guys.
Yeah, I can't imagine that a Peeps would be the worst, but it is universally, people don't like it. They make fun of it and whatever.
Because it's terrible.
How about, I know we had a Halloween candy conversation a couple of weeks ago, and I brought these up, and I don't know that everyone was familiar with them, but the wax cola bottles.
What?
You know the candy I'm talking about? Yeah, it looks like a little bottle, and it has liquid in it. And it's a wax candy. Would anyone else like to agree that that might be the worst candy?
That could be the worst because you don't even eat the whole
thing. You both eat wax. How can you be against this?
Wait, you literally don't eat it? You just suck out the syrup?
No, I eat it. I eat the whole thing.
See?
I eat the whole thing. I chew on it. I swallow the liquid. And then I chew on the wax like it's gum. And I'm a fan.
And is why we can never agree on the number one. It's just not possible.
Wax cola bottles. So I like them. So I guess they're out too.
The healthiest man in the world is going to be filled with wax when they open them up in the air.
What about circus peanuts?
Oh, those can go to hell.
This is some nasty S.
Yeah.
Just touching them, they have the a consistency, the substance, feeling of a rock.
Mm-hmm. They're very hard.
Ding!
So late. Oh my God! These are awful.
I have not had circus peanuts in a super long time.
You're gonna have to take our word for it. Then
these are really bad.
Both of them have spit it out.
These are really, really bad. I mean, this isn't even for the radio. This is a very bad candy.
They're bad.
I feel like maybe mugs can.
They're bad,
the one.
But at least they're hard.
This is crazy.
Got
bad.
That going for it.
Who would eat these?
Well, they sell them every year. Somebody is.
Oh, mugs.
They're not bad.
No, they're mugs. They're terrible.
For the love of God.
Wait, he's not in the voting right now.
No. Okay. I mean, both, for the record, genuinely, both Kevin and I threw ours out after biting it.
Okay, so.
Genuine.
Show of hands. Uh-huh. Worst Halloween candy ever, circus peanuts.
Yeah.
All three of us, Bean.
Yeah. Here's what I'll say.
Go along with it.
Here's what I'll say.
Short timer.
I haven't had circus peanuts forever, so I'm afraid I am going to have to take your word for it, because I honestly don't remember how bad they are.
They're so bad.
Look
so
at us.
I think we may have agreed on something.
Wow.
For the first time ever?
That's pretty good.
Wow.
Feels but we good. Can all agree candy corn is the best,
no,
right?
Candy corn,
candy corn is the greatest.
It's just barely above circus peanuts, but let's not argue that.
It's the best.
Because circus peanuts blow.
Circus penis? What?
I'm going to be honest, I don't like what you were doing right there, Jensen.
That commercial was awful.
Not a fan.
That was amazing.
Not a fan of that.
That commercial was brutal.
Yes, it was.
Was that Diamond or Silk doing the commercial? I couldn't tell which one it was.
Crazy bad.
Hey, guys, so much good stuff coming up on today's show. We got animal stories in about 15 minutes or so. Kevin sat down with your Los Angeles Kings' Tyler Toffoli.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the outlook for the 2019-2020 season. The great Terry Bradshaw will be on the program today. And one of the up-and-coming rising artists on K-Rock, Hobo Johnson, a former... That's what's your segment called? Get Up On This?
Get Up On This.
I almost said That's My Jam, but it was Get Up On This. A former Get Up On This pick from Jensen. Hobo Johnson is going to be joining us in studio. So all of that straight ahead here on the world famous K-Rock.
That's right.
Jensen, what problem are you having at home
with your ring? I would probably not phrase it that way, but here's what's going on.
Yeah. With your wedding ring is the problem?
No. This is a very common, normal mistake that I think that we could fix.
It happens to everyone,
Yeah, we
Jensen,
could fix it. No. Yeah. Listen.
Doctors can fix that.
Okay. Yeah. We can fix my
problem. Just in your head.
All right. Here's
and then
my
it's making it worse.
Here's my problem.
Yes.
I have been lucky enough to have as a sponsor here on the Kevin and Bean Show this company called Fitness Kitchen LA that basically delivers food every day to my house. And I've lost a bunch of weight from it, so I'm happy about it. That's one. Here's what happens every morning. It gets delivered to my house, and I have a Ring doorbell.
Now, what do you mean morning, overnight? Is that what that means?
I don't know the real answer.
Because what time do you leave?
4 a.m.
Is it already there?
Yes. So it definitely happens somewhere between 11 p.m. and 4 a.m. The reason I can't tell you why is because it never comes up on my Ring doorbell. So everything else that's ever delivered to my door has every – and this is for real. Every single thing that's ever been delivered has triggered the Ring doorbell.
Because it has a motion sensor.
Correct. Except I have never received any sort of video or notification or announcement that that food is being delivered. So,
how do they deliver it each day and avoid Ring?
I don't know. And they put it next to, like, the very close to the door. They put it basically on the doorstep.
What
like,
if
right
they
the
were
mat.
To marine crawl with the bag on their back? Would you still see it?
Yeah. What if they marine crawl?
Well, that would probably
like army crawl.
That would probably
the same.
The marine crawl. I don't think that's what it's called.
I do think that's what it's called, but it doesn't matter. The point is, do they try
Kevin
to avoid the ring?
Kevin watches the Navy SEAL show. He would know.
That's true. It would not trigger. It would not trigger it. It would not trigger.
Okay.
You're right. If they somehow crawled into my front yard, it would not trigger.
Okay.
But it is.
But of course they don't. So
right. It's so sensitive. Right. The Ring doorbell is so sensitive that when a car drives by with their lights on, and it actually, if they turn a certain way, it will trigger my doorbell ring just by a light.
What if they go right up against your house and shimmy the whole way
great
across,
question.
Drop the bag,
right.
Shimmy back.
Like a cat burglar.
Yes.
Only they're leaving something at your house, not taking something.
Yes.
Right. They would not trigger at that point.
Could they be, sounds like a dumb question, but is it a possibility, since we're just speculating out loud,
right.
could they be delivering your food via drone?
Yes.
What?
No.
They could, but I doubt they are. But I'm saying,
wait,
is it
but that would also,
a drone would
that
trigger.
Would also trigger it.
Yeah.
Yes. I would think so. If you said
if
a
it's
car
out of
turning
eye line,
with headlights?
If it's higher or lower, no. But if it
were higher, it would have to drop your food onto the
Which
porch,
can't do.
Though, which
it couldn't
you can't
do.
Do.
It couldn't do.
I'm just thinking out loud here, you guys.
But if
could they use a T-shirt cannon and shoot it from the street?
Yes.
Like
they could do that. That would also not trigger it.
Could they be using the ghost of your father?
Oh. No, they could not. No. My father would never get involved in this. It's too.
How do you know?
It's too small.
Too small.
He would give me a much bigger. He would give me.
By the way.
A much bigger sign.
If anyone has had this experience that Jensen is describing.
Yes.
If he's not a big fat liar.
I'm not.
If you've had things that should have shown up on your ring but haven't and you're puzzled by it. Or better,
is,
if you have an explanation.
This is
what,
regularly, not
every day.
Not every day,
just
every day.
A one-off.
And it's not like there aren't other things triggering it. There are things around it, you know, like right before it, right after it, all different things that trigger it except this one thing.
And
let me finish my sentence just real quick.
Yes.
If you have input on this, if it's happened to you or you think you know what's happening, please call us. 1-800-520-1067. Allie, back to you.
You've checked settings like you didn't, you don't shut it off between like three specific hours that you had no idea?
No, I checked.
Those hours are important.
Yeah, it's on 24 hours.
I would think, yeah.
I'm most afraid when I'm sleeping. So those are the ones I make sure that the Ring doorbell is on during. I want to know when I'm
so
sleeping.
So it's never gotten them.
Now, and one, I remember the first day it was supposed to be delivered. I looked at my phone and was like, oh, obviously. And I was like, oh, they didn't deliver today. Then I went downstairs and it was there. And every day since then, it's been there, but no announcement from Ring.
You've had this campaign on K-Rock for a couple of months.
Yes.
And so this has been bugging you this whole time. Why have you not committed to the cause and just stayed up one night and looked out your window to see the persons or ghost that has delivered your food?
Right. So you're saying hold, basically look out the window all night like that Malcolm X photo, just sort of sitting there and waiting for a drop off.
Great reference, Malcolm X photo.
Thank you.
Okay. Try to solve this mystery.
Okay.
You're kind of our Malcolm X.
I am the Malcolm X of food delivery services. I feel like I am a pioneer of sorts.
I have bad news for how that one ended, by the way.
But is there any reason as to why Ring wouldn't work? Is there any? I mean, for what? What if they're wearing all black, like
That's
a ninja?
That's my question. Like, maybe they have a ski mask
so
on?
So racist.
Still
no.
And all black?
Though.
What?
Isn't it?
What?
Movement-based. Like,
you would
it's
think.
A,
yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. You would think. But it has night vision. So, like, even
it
when...
It has night vision.
Because, like, even when I've looked before at people walking up in the night, it's not like I see black. I see, like, a bit of...
You don't see color at all, I'm told.
Yeah, I see, like, a little bit of blue, even.
Huh.
All right. I mean, ghosts is really the only answer.
Yeah,
I mean...
Dad.
Well, Wesley and LaPuente, can we go to him on line one?
Yeah, sure.
He actually has sort of a theory I like.
Wesley, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
We are good, thank you. Although
solve
we're perplexed.
This mystery.
Help.
So I think I know what your answer is. Most likely one of two things. Either your Wi-Fi is dropping in the middle of the night or your network itself is dropping in the middle of the night, and which would make it so your Ring is on Wi-Fi. So if the Wi-Fi is not talking, you're not going to get any signal.
But if it goes out the exact, and I assume they don't deliver it at the exact same moment every
no,
day.
They could never. It would be a certain run of hours, obviously, somewhere in there.
But why would his Wi-Fi go out at night? Because if he wakes up in the middle of the night and needs some U-Porn or whatever, it's there for him.
Right.
Well, most people have what's called DHCP. DHCP refreshes every 24 hours. So if it's during the time frame in which that DHCP is refreshing.
Right.
That could cause that issue. Or you may want to check your power in your house or whatever you have going to your device.
So what,
off the battery,
so the delivery people are in the car and they're going, hey, the DHCP is off. Go, right, go.
So, if you guys want to give out my address, because now we know the exact hours in which to rob us.
It's time for animal stories.
Maybe a raccoon or a story about a dog. Maybe a baboon or a story about a frog. A story about a cat or a pizza rat. A story about a minx or a story about a lynx. Animal stories in the news. Animal stories to cure your blues. Animal stories just for you. Let's find out what they're up to.
You wouldn't necessarily expect to hear me talk about Lizzo during Animal Stories. She has had a hell of a 2019. I mean, she went from a virtually unknown artist into one of the biggest stars in the world, it seemed like, in a matter of months. And she is a huge animal rescue proponent. Mm-hmm. In fact, when she tours, as she's doing right now, she oftentimes will get together with one of the pet rescues in the city that she is visiting and have them bring a bunch of dogs, puppies, dogs that are looking for homes, to the venue so that they can play with them. And then they take them out on stage to promote the animal rescue. Which I think is just so fantastic.
It's great
that she's doing this. She was in Wisconsin recently, and she posted a bunch of photos of her with a little dog that needed a home named Saba, and one of her crew members adopted the dog and changed his name to Pokey. And now Pokey is on tour with Lizzo, enjoying that bling-bling lifestyle. How great is that? Pokey is 100% that bitch, you guys. I'm telling you, this is... awesome that an artist would use her platform for something like this for animal adoption. Like you need another reason to love Lizzo, by the way.
Yeah,
like
true.
Everything about her is amazing, and this just makes me love her even more. Now we take you down to Quito in Ecuador. This is a real thing, by the way. Guinea pig is a very popular food item in Ecuador. They eat it lots of times. It has high protein. It's apparently delicious and cheap. And now there's a woman there who has made quite a sensation of herself. She has created a guinea pig flavored ice cream.
Oh,
no.
What's, why?
A guinea pig flavored ice cream.
I'm tapping out.
Nope.
The animal in Ecuadorian is known as a cuy. I was suspicious at first, but it was tasty, said Marlene Franco, a 78-year-old retiree who had recently tried a scoop at a stall near the highway. The stall owner is named Maria del Carmen Pilpeana, and she said that people sometimes are surprised to find that she serves guinea pig ice cream, but once they try it, they love it. She sells about 150 servings of guinea pig ice cream per week.
That is a lie.
That's all it is, in fact, true.
What would it even taste like?
Guinea pig?
Kind of like chicken, by the way.
Ugh.
Not a joke. Guinea pig apparently is chicken-like, which they say is all, you know, which is many animals are. By the way, she also is working on new flavors. She plans to sell pork ice cream and crab ice cream as well.
I don't even know what that is.
So far, she is known for her guinea pig ice cream. Allie, this story is for you. This is Vail, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
A bear broke into a woman's home. She saw it on her security cam footage and had the time of his life in there.
Yeah?
He opened up the freezer and ate an entire gallon of ice cream.
Awesome.
Does not say whether it was guinea pig ice cream or not, but I think it's unlikely since it was in Colorado. He ate a box of flour. He drank pancake syrup.
No.
He downed a Costco-sized sack of chocolate bark.
He's not being very healthy.
He also should
make better choices.
Right. Apparently, bears just look for calories, this article says. That anything that has a lot of calories, they are attracted to, just like me and beer mug. They have this on camera, opened a jar of peanut butter and scooped all the peanut butter out and ate that.
A bear gets it.
And this bear is your spirit animal.
Yeah.
And you have to see this to believe it. He then walked over on his hind legs to the piano and started playing the piano.
What did he play?
Playing the piano.
If there's any recognizable sound, this is fake 100%.
He was playing the entertainer.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest. I've watched the video. He was not great.
Okay.
He was not great. But
step it up. Take some lessons, damn it.
By the way, he came back a couple of hours later, and the woman now is excited to have a bear in the neighborhood, but also a little bit frightened. She has boarded up the window above her kitchen sink in which the bear came through.
Wow.
They urge you to not let the bear get into your house. They say that is a bad thing that could end poorly. Imagine you walk in. She came in and she thought, oh my God, I've been robbed. And then she saw food just smeared everywhere. And she's like, well, this isn't a person doing this. This must be an animal. And she watched the video. And the bear is playing the piano, you guys.
That's awesome.
It's like the Country Bear Band. It's so cute.
Yes.
And now what's he going to do about lessons? He's got to come back.
Yeah.
A couple of dog stories real quick to close out this edition of Animal Stories. A little fox terrier named Duchess walked out of her owner's house in Orlando, Florida, through the doggy door and never returned. This was in February of 2007. Mm. The owner, Catherine Strang, made lost dog signs, did all the things you do, went to the vets, went to the local animal shelters, doing everything she could, advertising to try to find little Duchess. Well, she got a call last Friday. Again, dog disappeared in 2007. She got a call last Friday, 12 years after Duchess disappeared. A man had found the dog under his shed in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, almost 1,000 miles from Orlando. Took the animal to the Humane Animal Rescue. They scanned the microchip and called her and said, we have your dog. Where has Duchess been for 12 years?
Duchess wants nothing to do with her.
Yeah, correct. This is Duchess's worst nightmare.
She's going
away
back
finally.
To the bad lady.
Right? Yeah, oh, don't call her. It's been 12
years.
And 1,000 miles.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a start over.
I got a new haircut and everything. I don't want her to see me.
Miss Stang, Duchess's owner, had always held out hope that Duchess might be found even after so many years. In fact, in Florida, you have to pay an annual fee to keep up the microchip. And even after she's been gone a year, 5 years, 10 years, she still was paying for the chip. Just in case.
She forgot. She forgot to pay the chip.
I think that is unbelievable. I mean, and the sad part is, I mean, it's a happy reunion and all that for the human. There's no way the dog remembers her owner after 12 years, right? I wouldn't think. The sad thing is she gets Duchess back, and honestly, Duchess is 14 now.
Yeah, she doesn't have much time.
I mean, this is good news, bad news for this lady.
She gets the best part right when it dies, right?
Right.
Unbelievable.
The best part.
Oh.
And she drove to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, by the way, to pick up her dog. 1,000 miles each way to bring the dog home. And what does she have? Like 2 weeks with Duchess?
And can Duchess play the piano? No.
No.
That's a great point, Kevin. Screw Duchess. And this has been Animal Stories.
Animal Stories in the news. Animal Stories to cure your blues.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54.
Believe it or not, the Los Angeles Kings have been playing at Staples Center for 20 years, you guys. And last weekend was the LA Kings' home opening weekend. I think the season's going great so far. But we'll find out what Kevin and Tyler Toffoli, number 73 for the Los Angeles Kings, think when we hear highlights of that interview coming up just after the top of the hour. First, though, Allie, what's happening on this Tuesday?
Well, Martin Scorsese is not backing down, you guys. He sparked some serious debate earlier in the month when he likened Marvel films to theme parks. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
He said it just wasn't really cinema. The Oscar winner underlined his stance on Sunday ahead of The Irishman's closing night screening at BFI London's Film Festival. He said, theaters have become amusement parks. That's all fine and good, but don't invade everything else in that sense. There is fine and good for those who enjoy that type of film. And by the way, knowing what goes into them now, I admire what they do. It's not my kind of thing. It simply is not. It's creating another kind of audience that thinks cinema is that.
Why isn't it okay that he thinks that?
Because it is fine. Because is NSYNC the same as Led Zeppelin?
No.
No.
That's what he's saying.
But not everything has to be for everybody, though.
Exactly. And that's what he's also saying. He's saying it's just not cinema. It's not for me. I know a lot of people like it. But it's just, it's a different... It's pop.
Agreed.
Pop versus, you know, a more artsy approach.
I agree.
So it sounds like you're agreeing with Kevin that he should be able to say that and should not get S for it.
Yeah. Why do people get mad at that?
Yeah. Like
because
what
people
you like.
Because I think people get mad at that because they feel insulted that he is somehow saying what you like is inferior to what I like.
Right.
That's why people get upset.
That makes sense. Mm.
Which, I mean, in a sense, he really is. If you really break it down, that is what he's saying.
I just can't imagine any... I mean, I know that Black Panther is sort of the standard from which we... That's the number one.
Yeah.
We all agree. That was a Best Picture nominee, and that's one of very many. But how could you watch the Fantastic Four movie and watch, you know, King of Comedy or Goodfellas and be like, these are similar, these are the same art form? They're not. And there's going to
always... No, agreed, and I'm fine pointing that out.
Yeah, and that's okay.
You could like both.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Or just superhero movies like me. You can just...
Yeah, listen. Listen to the King of Louds over
Thank
here.
Thank you.
Right.
Yeah.
Like what you like.
Right.
People.
By the way, and also let him like what he likes.
We're all going to be okay.
All good.
We're all going to survive.
But even if it's Gemini Man, even if that's what you like, Ellie...
I'd like to punch him in the face.
I didn't see Gemini Man, but
I know, but
sure.
The guy you're defending over there, he couldn't wait to get out and see that.
I mean, it's got a place, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Right. By the way, The Irishman is in theaters November 1st and then on Netflix on November 27th. I'm excited for that.
I would like to see it.
Well, you guys are going to have to do it in many sittings, as you know. It's 3.5 hours. 3.5 hours.
Oh, come on.
3:30, yeah.
Yeah, I'm watching that on Netflix then. For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Hey, guys, serious question.
Yeah.
Y'all are, some of you are movie goers to the theater. If a movie, at what length should there be an intermission at a movie theater so that people can get up and pee without having, or go to the snack bar without having to miss some of the film?
I mean, for me, it's anything over 145, but I think we should look at it as 3 hours. If it's 3 hours, you should break them up into 1.5s.
What do you think, Kevin? You're the guy who would most likely go to a 3.5-hour
movie. I don't know. If I know it's three and a half hours, if I know that, I sort of go in prepared, and you miss how much by going to the bathroom?
Diaper?
Oh, you bring a bucket?
Sorry.
A bucket, yeah.
No, there's that app, Run Pee. Is that still happening?
Run Pee? Yeah. It works, yeah.
Actually tells you when is a good time to go to the bathroom.
Right.
Because that's what you want.
I don't think you want to make...
For people to be on an app in the middle of
wouldn't
the
movie. Wouldn't
that be
funny? Too. And then everybody gets up and runs?
You think it would blow the mood of the film if they stopped it for 7 minutes just to give everybody a chance to stretch their legs?
Probably not everybody needs to go to the bathroom, so now you're making them wait because you have to. I don't know. It just seems like play the movie.
Okay.
Not
fair
the
enough.
End of the world. You have to go to the bathroom.
Plus,
that's why you bring a bottle.
Adult diapers exist, people.
That's right.
Come on. Let's look alive here. So Portugal the Man bassist Zach Carruthers has hinted in an interview with Billboard over the weekend that the band is working on its 9th studio album. And by hinted, he said, we've been recording a lot. What are you, like Billboard, ooh, way to really read what between the lines. Yeah. He said that the band has a good 30 to 40 tracks in the can. And they're excited to get them out. By the way, the new album that he was hinting at is going to arrive in 2020. And it's being described as a future punk show new wave album.
Oh.
So again, that album that he hinted at has a definite feel for it. But he added that the band isn't worried about duplicating the success of Feel It Still. He explained, it was so huge that we literally couldn't do that again if we tried. Nobody could. I think if they got the most attractive person with the most talent, the best producers, best songwriters, $10 million bucks, you still couldn't do that. I feel like you could if you had all those things working for you, right? I feel like you could do it.
I think most bands don't even know that's going to become the biggest thing in the world. Don't you think?
Certainly not.
Like they probably like 5-6 of the album the best. But who can guess what's going to just break through and be huge?
And things that you think are really going to play with the audience, like they're going to dig this.
Right.
Then they play it in concert and people are like, what? Yeah. This song sucks. So you just, you don't know what people are going to grab onto. But Feel It Still, my God.
Yeah.
Everyone knew as soon as they heard that song that that was...
It's amazing.
Yeah. A bop! Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, guys. Some birthdays for you. Emeril Lagasse. How many of his restaurants you been to, Kevin?
Why ask Kevin instead of the guy who lives down the street from them?
Because Kevin has been to, like, a bunch of them.
Probably 5.
Okay, see?
That's a lot.
Bean, how many have you been to?
Not as many as Kevin.
See, that's
what I
am. I think I've only been to 2 of them. But they're real good.
Yeah, real good.
Turns out dude can cook.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, Bean, for that review.
Bean going out on a limb.
The dude could cook.
That restaurateur with multiple restaurants and shows.
Yeah, anything you want to say about Kevin Durant? You think he's a good basketball player?
I can handle the ball, yeah.
Okay.
Happy birthday to Tito Jackson.
But the emotion, too much for Tito.
Oh, that's upsetting. And, oh, good Lord, if you saw that picture, Genuine.
I have that picture in my photo albums on my phone, just labeled Black Snake Moan.
Let that sink in.
We've all been there. We're all fans of sports. Mm-hmm. We all have our teams every single year. Every team loses but one, and that one's the champion. And then you have to sit through the long off season, and then there's a new season, and everybody's very excited about that. So I'd sat down with Tyler Toffoli of the LA Kings. He plays right wing, and asked him about how it feels starting a new season.
That's good. Obviously, with how things turned out for us last year, we're kind of looking forward to a fresh start.
He didn't really, elaborate on what happened last year, but it wasn't.
I think people knew what happened.
It was not a great
And by the way, why are you bringing this right wing guy onto the show, man? I thought you were trying to stay
right
away from politics.
Right wing is a position. It's a position.
Left wing, right wing.
It's just a position.
I gotcha. Okay.
Here's a question about something that I've always wondered.
Tell me about back-to-back games, because it just feels to me like hockey's the wrong sport to have back-to-back games. It just seems brutal. You're playing Saturday and Sunday. You do it a lot.
It's different. It's one of those things where sometimes you feel really good on the second game, and then other times you don't feel very good, and you just kind of grind through it and do the best you can. So I feel like if you're mentally prepared and ready to go, it definitely helps and goes a long way.
Does anybody strike that way? Like, why, hockey games back-to-back?
Yeah. Mm.
Seems rough. I know baseball does that all the time, but that's mostly the pitcher.
Well, baseball plays 11 games in a row for the most part.
They can do 4 runs, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's no sport involved, so you got that going for you.
Sometimes they barely move.
Right.
Yeah.
Talk to you about the offseason.
What do you do physically in the offseason?
Well, personally for me, I stay out here. I do a lot of training in the facility as well. So,
is it your choice?
It is my choice, yeah.
I was talking to Luke Robitaille, and he said in his day, they didn't have any direction. The coaches would just say, peace out, see you in September at the end of the season, and he would
like wouldn't train, wouldn't get in shape. Like it was a different time then.
Definitely. I think they also had beers all the time, and some of them were smoking cigarettes in the locker room. It's some, of the rumors, some of the rumors that I heard. Not saying it was Luke, because I don't think it was him, but just some of the rumors from some of the other guys throughout that, that time.
That'd be great if the player's on the ice smoking.
No, it wouldn't be great. I don't think
so. What?
I
don't think the best thing ever.
It would not improve the
game. What is that guy doing? He's having a cigarette on the ice.
I so admire the discipline of athletes who are able to treat the off season like during the season.
Yeah, it's continued training. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because there are guys who don't. Well, isn't Tom Brady one of them, Allie? Like, he is literally the day after they win Super Bowl, he's up at 6 a.m. training.
He's like, keep that grape away from me. I'm not eating that awful fruit.
I don't know how, especially after a long taxing season of sport, I don't know how you don't just lay down for like a month and do nothing.
Well, the new like hot trend in football also, but basketball all the time, is that they go out and train right after the game now.
What?
Oh, man.
Yeah, so it's like a huge thing. Like a lot of my favorite sports Instagrams show video. Like this is him at 10:30 at night after the game, and he stays for like 2 hours.
Is that supposed to be better?
I don't. I think it's crazier.
It must be better.
Yeah, it's crazier. Yeah.
I know LeBron used to do that.
Yeah, LeBron does it, and Kobe did it. Yeah. But now it's like kind of like almost a meme of sorts to be like, now here he is at 10:30, stayed for two more hours.
Gosh,
they do not like their homes.
No.
All right, so last season didn't go really well. So brought in a new coach named Todd McClellan.
It's been good. I think ever since he was hired, he opened up and tried to reach out to everybody he could, especially us. He was out here a bunch in the summer, so we got to see him.
Do you remember the first team meeting with him? Is he a, hey, everybody, this is going to be a great season? Because he doesn't strike me that way. He strikes me as a, listen, motherfuckers. Right? He's a listen, motherfucker guy.
He definitely is, but it's one of those things where he's been around enough and he has enough respect with our room for sure that we've been trying really hard to not get on that motherfucker side. So
of course
I mean it's been good. He's really been really open and up for any ideas.
Have you guys seen him?
Silver Fox.
Super scary though.
I mean if
I'd be afraid to talk to
you're
him.
Into that.
You wouldn't mind him giving you some orders, is what you're saying, Allie.
You tell me to, you know, guard the crease. What? I'm not with crease.
How's your five hole feeling?
Feeling great.
I'm not happy with the way this conversation's going. You grow up, if you're a hockey player, you always dream about the Stanley Cup.
Sure.
He won it so early in his career.
Baby. When you won the cup, you were a baby. You were, what, 20?
21.
Yeah. That had to be surreal to, I'm sure you dreamed about that your whole life. Now you're 21 and you did it.
You know, it's one of those things
that has to be crazy.
It definitely feels like a long time ago.
Yeah. It does for the fans, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Having said that, I know there are other teams that have waited much longer.
Exactly. So for me personally, to be able to come in my first full NHL season and be able to win, it was crazy.
That must just be like, okay, I won the cup now already.
Yeah, and the rest 21. Of your career is a disappointment.
Yeah, you basically said you peaked early, bud.
I didn't say it. I didn't mean it that way, but it did happen. Like, it was his first year with the Kings and he won the cup.
Yeah.
Full year with the Kings. Crazy. The crowd at the game.
I asked Drew Doughty this question. How much do you notice, those of us that are in the crowd, when we're cheering, when we're chanting the other goalie's name, when you know whatever it happens to be, do you notice the crowd? Do you hear that?
Definitely, and it definitely helps us. If we feel it and we feel the momentum, you know, going our way and the fans get on board too, it definitely goes a long way for us.
All right, two more questions about Halloween.
Oh, good.
And in this particular one, we talk about Halloween candy.
Okay.
And rightfully so. Tell me about Halloween for you.
I'll be dishing out some candy to the kids.
All right. Full-size candy, right? And no candy
now
corn.
You put me on the spot, yeah.
I'm saying you have to do that. And no candy corn.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's trash.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
Oh, I used to like him.
Candy corn is trash.
Go Ducks.
He's my hero. You go straight to hell, both of you. And then I asked him if I could have his jersey and helmet for a Halloween costume.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking for a Halloween costume myself. We have a Halloween party. I guess I'm not supposed to say that yet.
Or not. You know, we don't know yet.
Don't know.
We have a Halloween party. Can I see your teeth just real quick?
Oh, I got it.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's good. That's fine.
I was going to go with Drew Doughty. I'm like, I'm not pulling teeth.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that.
Cliffy. There's a few guys you can go.
So before I leave, can I get a number 73 jersey and maybe a helmet?
I mean, you got to talk to my trainers.
Huh? Okay, so no.
I don't care.
That answer's no. You that need to know out. When you're giving it a no.
Yeah. That worked out.
Nice man.
Nice guy. Mm-hmm. Tyler Toffoli. Kings play the Carolina Hurricanes. That's Nine Inch Nails and Dead Souls. We're going to give you another chance to pick the Halloween song for tomorrow at Kevin and Bean on Twitter after the show.
Add you guys played Monster Mash when I was out, by the way.
Yeah,
you know how much I love Bobby Boris Pickett.
We actually read your text that you sent all of us.
Oh, yeah?
It was a top five moment for you interviewing
in
him.
In your entire career.
In my entire career. Maybe top three. The guy who did Monster Mash? Yeah, maybe top three.
And I'm going to just say this. If you were to bet me any amount of money that we had him on, I would say no. I don't have a single
idea.
No memory of it.
Tattooed on my leg after we had Mr. Pickett on. Are you kidding me?
Mr. Pickett.
I knew I'd never forget it. Hey, we had first of all, Christine is complaining that this was meant to be an off-air comment.
I mean, it was an off-air conversation. That's true.
But I'm sorry. This is fair game. This is fair game, Christine. You can't drop a bomb like this on us and expect us to just ignore it and go on as if you're a normal human.
Well, this was in the office, and what I thought was a conversation between friends.
Well, that sounds like you misunderstood.
I obviously misunderstood.
Someone forgot she was at work.
At that point, it was.
Right.
But when I said I had the same thing you have and then everybody else started freaking out, I was like, okay, well, maybe we need to do this as a topic. So
I don't think it's weird.
We're talking
but okay.
about personal hype songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Personal hype songs.
Yeah.
So you're going to an event, you're going to something, you're going out to party, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You have that song that you go to that is your personal hype song.
And what was the thing that you were getting hyped up for that you were talking about that you had?
There's
to...
no need. We don't need
no,
to
no,
say that.
No,
let's
no,
let's ask. I think that's important.
I think it's important.
Yeah, what kind of thing do you need to get hyped
like, what
for?
What thing do you need?
I mean, are you...
What do you need to get the mood for?
Do you have
for?
An MMA fight or something, yeah. Christine?
I mean, I feel like I'm being shamed right now, mm-hmm. but in reality, I am very proud that when I was younger, both as a junior high school student and as a high school student,
mm-hmm.
I was a mathlete.
Nerd! Did you say mathlete?
I mean, yeah. I was part of the math and computer club, yes.
Hmm. Oh, now, hold on. So, at what point... At what other point in your life did you need a hype song? Because not that, clearly, right?
No, it was for that,
it was
pretty
for that.
Much.
Wait, yeah. So like before competitions?
Yes, we had weekly math competitions.
Right.
What was... Oh. So you would always listen to this song to sort of get
Well, there
yourself-
are two songs. There was one when I was a little girl.
Oh, can I guess?
Okay.
For mathlete competition? This is the first thing that came to mind that may be related. Would it be Cherry Pie?
Mm. Oh, 3.14.
Wow. Yeah.
I guess.
Math?
That's cute.
I mean, I'm just thinking.
Yeah, that's cute.
I'll accept that.
Please,
yeah.
But that wasn't it. Okay.
Okay, so I
Was
grew up-
it I Want Your Sex?
Yes, that was it.
What was your hype song?
So when I was a little girl, I grew up in a family of a lot of older boys, and they, you know, I watched a lot of
what
Rocky and Rambo.
Song?
No. Mm-hmm. So Survivor Eye of the Tiger.
See Christine like banging her head, getting ready for a mathlete
She's
like, competition.
She's like, of our rivals.
2 + 2 = 4. 4 + 4 = 8.
Christine, that's really more Rocky than it is Rambo.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, I really love Sylvester. As a little girl, I thought Stallone was awesome,
mm-hmm.
and he was a badass.
When you were a little girl, he was awesome.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and when I went to high school, I became very seriously involved in the math and computer club. So now it had stakes because you needed. I came from a family no money, so it's like I had to get a scholarship to go to college.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So this was like my MBA championship when you had to take like the SAT or something,
okay.
right? And I went into it full blown, like going to battle.
Okay. And so you played?
Know Your Enemy, Rage Against the Machine.
Know Your Enemy!
Oh. So aggressive.
Can you imagine her? I'm going to take my SATs.
Yes.
Need it.
So
Need
aggressive it. For math.
So you would hear that and it would make you better at long division.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like, I got ready for battle. Like, yeah.
I think, like, I mean, like the safety dance or something. Like, I'm trying to think of something a little more like, like more calculator based.
So I say to Christine, I have personal hype songs too, and she's like,
"What
Which
do
one?
You need a hype song
yes!
for,
you
Kevin?
Are so
yes!
dumb.
What do you need a hype song?
You
got
to get up for stuff, man."
You know what I'm saying? Thank you, Allie.
Yep.
Okay, at least Christine is getting up for a math competition. What are you getting up for? Seriously.
This is, hey, it's Friday, and the party is starting now on my way into work.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Every Friday.
Oh.
Okay. Straight flipping the town for California, yeah.
Automatically puts you in a good mood.
I don't hate it.
I mean, it is your favorite song of all time.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. So that's the one that I listened to on the way in.
Okay.
And then I also have one that everybody will know why, and it's when I'm going to a Kings game. They put the video up and everything before in the 2012 series when they won the cup, and fantastic.
And one out of four game nights, that works out for you.
Wow. First of all, we're 2-3, and second of all, shut your trap.
And you guys think that if you didn't do it before the math contest, you would have lost your competition, and you think that if you don't do it before you watch a Kings game, they're going to lose?
No, it's not like a superstition.
No, I don't think it's a superstition. I just think it's like, I like...
Gets me pumped up,
Honestly, I was trying to help you guys. I think it should be more of a tradition instead of saying you need to listen to a song
don't
to
need
feel
to.
Hyper.
Yeah.
Don't need to, just got to get ready, you know?
Yeah.
Got to
right
get yourself
mindset.
The right, right,
yeah.
right state
it,
of mind.
You guys.
Yeah.
1-800-520-1067. If you have a personal hype song and you're not afraid to admit it, yes, mm-hmm. Allie.
I have one.
Really? Yes! What are you using it for?
So sleepy.
What kind of arm wrestling competition are you going to?
I have one for different nights. Like if I'm going out like girls' night, that's going to be anything from the My Life album by Mary J. Blige. Mm-hmm. Anything.
Okay.
Then if you're just like, oh, I need to get ready, like start doing my hair, doing that. George Michael's Freedom.
Okay.
Good Lord, does that get me going. But the song that I always play as I'm getting ready to walk out the door, Childish Gambino's Sweatpants.
I'm winning, yeah, yeah, I'm winning.
Why?
I'm winning, yeah, yeah, I'm winning.
Why?
I'm winning, yeah, yeah, I'm winning.
Why?
Rich kid asshole, paint me as a villain.
Why?
Don't be mad because I'm doing me, baby.
Yeah, it's so dorky.
Don't be mad because I'm doing me better than you doing you. This is to you, Jensen.
No, this is, I imagine all of you guys looking in the mirror, just staring. Yeah,
it's exactly.
I'm going to go out tonight. I mean, I'm going to be cool. Thanks,
I'm
going to
put myself above Allie just a little bit in that my song doesn't say I'm winning.
seems a little lame.
Rich kid asshole, paint me as a villain. Right?
Good with that.
Right. Yeah. Don't be mad because I'm doing me better than you doing you.
I'm women. Winning. I'm winning. I'm winning like six times at the beginning.
So that
you so good, Allie. So good.
You
thank you, Christine.
Up to walk out to your car and drive to a restaurant?
Oh God, no! I'm drinking, so I'm taking a cab.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
First weighing in on the 323, texting the Kevin and Bean Show. Welcome to the jungle and let's go crazy. Are my hype
love
songs.
It? All right? Yeah. Love it.
All right. If you're going to text us, if we don't get the opportunity to talk to you on the phone at 1-800-520-1067, tell us what it is you're getting hyped up for.
Yeah, that's important.
Like, why does the 323 person need Welcome to the Jungle? I mean, is he in the army? I mean, what's happening here?
Dude, he might be going for brunch. Let him live.
How hyped do you need to be to order
maybe
eggs?
He's going.
Oh, very.
Maybe
hyped.
He's going to a jungle to have brunch.
Yes.
Oh, it's you know? Like it fits in that way.
Right? And he wants to be welcomed. All right, let's try. Let's try Dan Pico Rivera up first, line one on K Rock, and then we'll take a break and come back with more.
Hey, Dan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That's Flash Friday.
What's your personal hype song?
All right, so there's a Norwegian death metal band called Children of Bodom.
Okay, and, I'm with you.
And it's a song called In Your Face. Now, you might think, what am I pumping up for? But sometimes I got to get pumped up to teach. I'm a teacher.
Oh, my God.
You
are walking into the classroom with so much rage.
Yeah, what do you teach, Dan? What is your subject?
Hand-to-hand combat?
U.S. history.
U.S. history.
I mean, it gets really tough out there.
Dude, I do not want to be your student.
I love that.
You hear that, and then you're all pumped to talk about the Constitutional Convention?
Yeah.
And then someone gets it wrong, and he's like, go home, I don't need you here.
He just shoots them.
All right, Children of Bodom, you guys. It's a new hype song for us.
I love it.
Thank you, Teacher Dan. Keep doing what you're doing. 1-800-520-1067. What's your personal hype song, and what do you use it for? We'll take your calls next on K-Rock. Talking about hype songs, you need it to get pumped up for whatever event you're going into. I mean, even if it's just driving for brunch, according to Allie. Listener Miguel from the 310 writes in. He's from Norwalk. My hype song is the Imperial March from Star Wars.
What?
I listen to it to make me feel like I can own any room. Can you see it?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
The dorkiest thing, and that's coming from me.
And you are the king of dorks.
Yeah.
We are taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. I'm not sure why you need a hype song, but apparently you do, so we want to find out what it is and what you're using it for. So why don't we start with Jenny Woodland Hills. How about her on line 5, please?
All right, Jenny, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hi, Allie.
Hey, Jenny.
How are you guys doing?
We are good.
So,
thank you.
Actually, good. My whole family, we all have walkout songs.
you play for the Dodgers, do you?
I like that she's changed it to walkout songs now. I like it.
I don't know if you can tell from my voice, but I'm training to be an MMA fighter. It's not going well.
No.
The training has not started. But at least I have my hype song.
And your hype song is what?
My personal hype song is Touch the Sky by Kanye West.
Oh, that's a good choice.
Thank you. I'm walking down the aisle to it to my wedding in a week. So
okay.
That's
oh, wow.
Okay.
But I called in because my dogs actually have hype-up songs that we play for them when we take them on walks.
What is happening, and how did you get someone to agree to marry you?
These are your people, guys.
So, these are my people, yes. Yeah. So I have a dog. She's a little rat terrier, and she's a little hunter. So we put on AC/DC's Thunderstruck whenever she's going for a walk in the neighborhood and looking at the weather.
Look at that little rat terrier powering in the corner.
Why does your dog need a hype song? Your dog is already excited about going for a walk with her human.
Her dog loves AC/DC.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't realize that.
Why would my dog not love to walk out to AC/DC?
Okay.
Plus, she has lots of squirrels. Now she's coming.
Are you super, super hot or super, super rich? Which one?
I wish I was the latter, but I'll just go with the former.
Okay. Nice. All right, because there's a reason someone's marrying you, and I couldn't figure out what it was.
It's because I'm great at picking up out-hype songs for people.
All right, Jenny. Right. You keep doing what you're doing. Congratulations on the upcoming wedding. We appreciate you listening. Let's go to Jose, please, line 6. He's in L.A. He joins us next.
Hey, Jose.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's your hype song?
Personal hype song.
I have two. My normal day-to-day hype song is Days of the Phoenix by AFI.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
My all-time hype song I used to listen to before games. Used to just get me so jacked. As Bombs Over Baghdad by Outkast.
Jensen, you probably listened to this song 1,000 times in your life. Do you feel like it helped you get jacked?
No, I was never. I've actually never been jacked, which is a bummer for me.
Maybe because you don't have a hype song.
Well, Bombs Over Baghdad is arguably, to me, the best Outkast song.
It's a great song.
But I don't need it to go to brunch. I don't need it to go punch someone in the face.
What if you're going to play, say, chess?
No, I could do this in silence, guys. Do this in silence.
Thank you for the call, Jose. We appreciate it so much. Let's go to Arcadia. Line 2, please. Let's say hi to Mendo.
Mendo?
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, man?
Man, my personal hype song has to be Bro Him by Pennywise.
That's all you get out of that one.
Yeah, that's all you need right there.
Mm-hmm. And you use that how?
He's a left winger for the Ducks.
Yeah.
20 years ago, you know, playing high school and baseball in high school, that was what you listened to.
Before playing baseball?
Yeah.
So to wake yourself up.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I do also have a song that I listen to when I just need to stand around for 3 hours and play baseball. Just standing.
Thank you, Mando. Appreciate it. By the way, no one has asked me about my hype song, and I'm very disappointed because I'm a guy, clearly.
Yeah. I assumed you didn't have one.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no.
I thought you were too jacked, so I didn't think you needed a song. It would be too much jack.
I am pretty jacked, and I gave this a lot of thought yesterday, and I know you think that I would try to turn this into some sort of a joke, just some sort of a ha-ha, but that is not the case. I very seriously considered my hype song because, like everybody, I have a good relationship with music. I love to play it in certain circumstances. And I thought Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen. I thought that's a song that gets you pumped up. I thought Stronger by Kanye would be another one that I love. And then I finally settled on it. This is the one that really sums up Bean being hyped up more than any other.
Yep.
That's not it.
Yes.
I can see how it hyped you up.
I'm talking about...
You give Kevin the control to play the song and not you?
I'm talking about when I've got serious work to put in and I need to be at my absolute best physically and mentally. Here's the song I play. In the arms of
the angels. I mean,
I just start crying and see dogs.
Talk about getting pumped up, man. I am unstoppable when I've got this Sarah McLachlan song going before I walk out the door. All right, let's go to Brianna, please. West Covina, line 4, up next to the Kevin and Bean Show, talking personal hype songs. Kevin has one, Christine has one, Allie has a menu of them, depending on where she's headed. Brianna, what's yours?
Mine is Do You Think I'm Sexy by Rod Stewart.
I do that before I go to church.
So in what circumstances do you use that, Brianna?
I use it, like, when I'm going out and I kind of don't want to go out. It, like, puts me in a good mood, and it makes me happy because it's such a silly song. It makes me dance.
Okay.
All right. I don't hate that.
All right. Hey, anything that makes you feel sexy, I'm down with. Well done. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go to line 7. Joseph LaMorada up next on K-Rock.
Hey, Joseph.
How's it going, everybody? So my hype song for high school before wrestling meets was Heretic Anthem by Slipknot.
That is very similar to my hype song, first of all.
Joseph is who I was scared of in high school. It is clear.
And by the way, I'd like to also give Joseph some props because he's actually going out and doing something that might require some adrenaline. Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm wrestling with dudes, too. That's why I have a hype song. Right, Joseph?
You want to make sure you end up on top, Allie?
Know what I'm saying?
All right, that's a great choice. Thank you very much. Who's next here? Where do we want to go next?
Boy, that's a tough thing.
One,
okay.
Line 1 it is.
Let's go. Muggs just says something, and we just go, yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, sure, absolutely. I'll follow Muggs.
Jared and San Gabriel, hi.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, thank you.
Hype us up.
Jambi by Tool.
And you used that before what?
Anything that is testosterone driven.
Oh, I wish I had something I did that was testosterone
not
driven.
Sex. Not sex.
Right, okay.
Not
okay.
Sex. Mainly exercise.
Oh, so working out. Use for working
out. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, if you listen to that before sex, I would be terrified for your partner. You might kill her.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:53.
Terry Bradshaw is one of the most beloved and decorated athletes of all time, a 4-time Super Bowl champion. Is he also crazy?
In the best way.
He is a nutter butter.
In the best way.
Yeah, he bonkos.
National treasure, but nutter butter.
For sure.
Oh, I'd spend an entire night drinking with him, though.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, I think we got to go to Vegas. I think we got to go see his Lexar show.
I'm in.
I mean, it's a storytelling show, and he goes off script a lot.
And sings.
That's all I need to know.
Did he sing? Did you guys know that I was set up on a date with Terry Bradshaw?
What?
Yeah.
Please hold. Can we have that conversation with Mr. Bradshaw
did
in about
you go?
10 minutes?
I did go. It was set up for the radio, the radio show I worked on, Extra Sports 1150. And then he was going to be doing the show after, I believe, Jim Rome or something on the same station. But it used to make me laugh because he would read ads and talk about the brand new Escalade that they gave him. And I was like,
is he kidding?
An Escalade. Nope.
Oh.
Nope. Yeah. So I went on a date with Terry Bradshaw.
A lot of people could say that.
No. There was no second date. But that doesn't mean he didn't hit it. You're right. Good point.
You didn't answer the question.
Yeah, I did not. No, he did not. And no, there was no second date.
Well, you still got a chance because Terry Bradshaw himself joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show.
We can hook you up next.
10 minutes. And if you remember last time Mr. Bradshaw was on, it was one of the great Kevin and Bean moments of all time. Thanks to Terry. So that's coming up. First, Allie, what's happening?
Kevin.
Yes.
Jennifer Aniston is now on Instagram.
Yay!
Before, if it was Courtney Cox hanging out with Jennifer Aniston, she had to just hashtag Jennifer Aniston. But Kevin, she's now on there.
Yeah.
So what did she post, Kevin?
Picture her in the cast of Friends.
I'm sorry, what?
Picture her in the cast of Friends.
But not the whole cast of Friends. There's no way they all reunited for just a picture, right?
I gotta be honest, I didn't even notice.
It's
I was so disgusted. It's all of them.
It's all of them. Which they makes this huge, huge news, you guys. Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, David Schwimmer, Lisa Kudrow, Matthew Perry, and Matt LeBlanc.
Are they having a reunion?
Well, they certainly did for the picture, you guys.
I'm screaming.
Is this... Forgive me for not knowing this. How frequently do all of them get together?
I wouldn't think often at all.
I don't think they've posted a photo like this of them all now. No.
Which
not
begs
even at
the
somebody's
question.
Wedding or something?
No.
Or?
Begs the question, Kevin.
Is this going to be your friend's reunion? I don't understand how anyone's excited about that.
Why do you sound so sad?
You know what? The weird thing is that that's been brought up somehow and has gotten to me every day since that show was on.
Yeah.
Every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stop it.
People really want a reunion. I don't know if you've noticed this. It's like recently become online. Like you can only like Friends or Seinfeld. There is no crossover. Yeah. You have to pick one.
Two most popular shows in the world, apparently.
And streaming has only helped it.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Does Jennifer Aniston seem like she didn't want to be on Instagram, but she kind of had to because she has to promote this new Apple TV show, do you think?
Yeah, she's promoting this new show.
She's a pretty private person.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So now she's on Instagram, and she wrote, "And now we're Instagram friends, too," as she showed the picture.
I like it. That's not bad.
Yeah.
I would like to
Does this mean there's going to be a reunion?
Cool, why not?
Why not, indeed, Mr. Kilborn. You guys,
I'm in LA because of this. I'm in LA because I want to be on Instagram.
Okay.
Oh, mission accomplished. Wow. Yeah. Sorry, Jen. That sounds rough. I feel like this is so relatable on so many levels to people that are getting a little older. It's not so much of a get off my lawn. But
these people are working toward that?
Very much so.
Okay.
And this story just says to me, Hugh Grant will not be seeing movies with Kevin.
Oh.
Because he
got fooled by the popcorn trick one too many times?
That's not butter.
Still works.
He went to see the movie Joker, and the volume of the movie just was too much for him.
Oh.
He couldn't enjoy the movie. He tweeted, "Am I old or is the cinema, all caps, much too loud?" He then called the experience unendurable and pointless.
You're talking about Joker, right?
Hugh Grant, mm-hmm. Yes.
Joker.
Yes.
He's talking about the movie experience.
Yeah, but I remember very specifically, "Hey, this is loud. I love it. I wish they'd turn it up just a little bit more."
Really?
Couldn't love it more.
It killed Hugh Grant.
It was noticeably louder than the trailers and everything else.
Well, I don't think Four Weddings and a Funeral was very loud or any of his movies. So.
Unendurable and pointless
is amazing. It could be the slogan for this show.
Yeah, you could take it on.
Made it better for me. That's all I'm saying.
Some sympathize with Grant, saying cinemas are way too loud for me nowadays. And then one guy wrote, "I just want a good movie."
What is that guy?
Why are you reading that guy?
That was Kevin. I just thought that was so funny. He went out of his way to say the movie was just too loud. It was too much for him.
I love it.
I noticed that it was louder. Mm-hmm. Not loud enough.
Well, that must have been a conscious choice by the filmmaker. He must have requested that. If it happened in your cinema as well as in his.
If Kevin thought it was loud.
A good movie.
There he is. There's that guy.
There's his tweet right there. Oh, it brought me joy.
Loved
you guys.
It. It needs to be a little louder.
I will say it's difficult to find a volume that is going to make every single person happy, mm-hmm. but it is very frustrating to be in a theater where it's not loud enough, mm-hmm. where the ambience of the room makes you kind of maybe even miss some dialogue or make it hard to hear. Yeah. Nobody wants that.
No, I can hear a guy sniffle in the back.
Yeah, you want to be immersed in the sound. Yeah.
Yes, and no one wants it to be unendurable and pointless. Oh,
Hugh Grant is now my favorite.
Hey, if you guys need a new name for the show when I leave, I just want to throw it out there. That sounds pretty good.
I like it.
This is him.
Okay, loud, loud.
Walked right out.
He missed 3 hours of a movie. Oh, some birthdays for you. Tito Jackson.
Nope. That's a hell of a callback, though.
Yeah. Had to listen to yesterday.
You don't get that if you don't listen to yesterday's show.
Stacey, you missed a lot, I heard.
Oh, that's right. Tito Jackson, yeah.
But the emotion, too much for Tito.
Understandable. Emeril Lagasse and possibly, I mean, this is a hype song, right? Anyone?
Absolutely.
Like if you're going horseback riding?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Didn't you say you were sitting at like a restaurant with your daughter and this song came on and you just felt so creepy?
It was so weird. I'm like, can we change this on?
You shouldn't have taken off your shirt then.
Start straddling the chair.
In retrospect, that was a bad move.
Yeah.
That is sexy.
Are we tingly, you guys?
Yes,
are we tingly? Last time we had the great Terry Bradshaw on the phone was one of the most fun conversations we've ever had. He's on hold right now, but before we get to him now, let's find out what last time was like.
Billions of crickets.
That's not good.
With so many crickets, then what follows up crickets? Frogs.
Okay.
And the frogs eat the crickets.
Right.
And
what follows frogs?
Crickets. And I get a blower, and I go out and I blow them all into the pool.
Okay.
Billions of them into the pool. So we buy this beautiful home in Hawaii. We're just so in love with it. We had grandkids over there. We were just perfectly happy. And then all of a sudden, mice. I had one inside my stove burner. So I said, okay, you know what? I'm fixing to run you out. I slipped over and turned on the gas, and the flame goes poof. And the little mouse goes,
Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw.
You're right, Terry.
Great intro.
Thank
Solid
you.
Intro. Very good.
Great man on the phone. Are you kidding me? We're so excited to have you back on. Terry, of course, is a Pro Football Hall of Famer and the co-host of the Fox NFL Sunday for the past quarter century. And we're going to get to your Lexor show in a minute. But first, Terry, have you been fighting off any plagues or anything since the last time we talked to you?
No plagues. None. I haven't been home for one thing. So
okay. Mm-hmm.
I think the only thing, well, we had a little locust issue, but when you get some rain, not as bad as we normally have because we had a lot of rain. Rain put locusts get water on their bodies, and their bodies turn to rust, and it kills them. So
I have no idea.
Yeah,
so we got some rain, and so that killed 95% of the little rats. I hate them.
I know you do. They're
bad.
You just sit outside and smile while they die with the rain.
No, but you got to wear goggles and a mouth guard when you drive in an open Polaris or whatever. What have I got? A Kawasaki? I got a Kawasaki. Polaris has terrible gears, and so I went to a Kawasaki. Yeah, you're going down the road up to the show barn and just getting splattered by these things. And I mean, some of them weigh half a pound. I mean, they're huge.
Oh, my gosh. So,
yeah, I love it. I love to take them out. I like to go as fast as I can and kill as many as I can.
Wait, a locust weighs half a pound and that could just hit you right in the head?
Hey, this is Oklahoma.
Okay.
Everything is huge here.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Who's that? Is that Allie?
That's Allie, yes.
Hey, good morning, Allie.
Good morning, Terry.
Hey, I don't appreciate being held on, having put on hold here, because you wouldn't do that to Brad Pitts. Why are you doing it to me?
Terry, we had to wait till the song ended before we could come. It was no offense.
That's a terrible song. What kind of music are you playing on that show?
Great question, Terry. It's a good question.
Yeah.
We'll make it up.
I never heard of that song.
It was the Smashing Pumpkins, I think, is what we were listening to. I apologize.
Well, yeah.
Hey, Terry, before we talk about Luxor, I want to ask you this question. I didn't get to it last time. When you were growing up, as a little kid in Shreveport, Louisiana, Did you eat like alligators and nutrias and stuff like that? Were you one of those guys?
Well, that was just on holidays.
That was the dress-up meal.
That's right.
That was on the fancy china.
That was just holiday food right there.
Okay.
I did. It wasn't a daily part of our menu, our diet.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
I did eat not possum, but I did eat raccoon.
Raccoon, all right.
As a little boy, I never ate possum. I tell everybody I did because they expect me to have eaten it. So I tell them, yeah, had a lot of it.
Did you catch your own raccoon, Steve?
I did have raccoon, and I ate squirrel, believe it. I mean, squirrel. I wouldn't eat a squirrel now. Well, I would if I had to, you know. But, yeah, squirrel, a lot of squirrels. Matter of fact, my brother and I used to fight over the squirrel heads.
What?
Why? Is that the tastiest part?
What?
Well, you crack their head open and eat their brain.
Okay.
Oh, I know. Gross. I mean, totally gross. But it was, I mean.
But tasty.
Maybe it's like caviar. I don't know. I hate caviar, but I can't believe we used to do that. But I remember Gary and I, just there'd be one head left on the plate. And I mean, we'd be just grabbing at it.
Oh, yeah. We've all been there. We've all been there fighting over that last squirrel head.
Squirrel. Yeah. I actually almost got arrested. Where was I staying in New York? Sit right outside of Central Park.
You almost got arrested.
They must have a million squirrels. And so I went and bought a BB gun and went over there and I got about 15.
Oh, Terry. 15. You can't go into Central Park and BB gun the squirrels.
And people probably thought it was a real gun.
Although, if you need a partner, I'm in.
In 10 minutes, I had my limit.
That's all you can catch.
That's all he could take back. He didn't have enough back.
Terry, do you – I remember last time you explained your show at the Luxor, which is comedy, and it's stories, and it's singing, and you're coming back.
Well, my singing's comedy, so
– Well, I understand that, yes. You got two more shows.
No, you don't under – hey, I set myself up for a compliment, not for you to go along with me.
Your singing,
your singing is good.
It's good.
Really good.
You're supposed to say, oh, we hear your singing is off the charts. Obviously, that's not the route you chose.
I see.
Right. Yes. But it is.
That's our bad.
It's a fun show. It's a fun show.
It's a fun show. It's October 22nd and 29th at 8 p.m. Two more chances to see the great Terry Bradshaw show at the Luxor in Las Vegas. Tickets are available on sale right now. And do you incorporate some of these great stories, like your animal stories, into the show? Is that part of it?
I do. The show is built around a story, and it has my grandparents in it. It has my mom and dad in it.
Does it have squirrels in it?
It has my career in it, and the songs. I open the show up with Boot Scoot and Boogie, and then go right into a song about my grandparents, and then I stop and I actually come out and talk real quick, and then I go into the singing. But the song set up the story of my life.
Uh-huh.
And as I do the show, I add, you know, I change out stuff that I say. Because, like, this coming Tuesday, one story I tell, and none of them are extremely long. Probably the longest story is going to be 2 minutes. But I had it not go over well in the last crowd. So I just take it out and put another one in. See how it goes with the next crowd. And if it goes bad with them, then I won't use it again.
Well, so, put in the squirrel head story.
It's just a fun. I was on the phone this morning with Ben Isaacs of the Isaacs, and I'm doing an album, a gospel album.
Uh-huh.
And we were talking about the Vegas show. He's going to come out, actually, and listen to the show. There's some things. There's some music I want to put in. I can't just go out and do a singing show like I want. I would love to go out and do 90 minutes of singing, but nobody has a clue what they're coming for.
I'd watch that.
And so
I'd watch that. I'd be there.
Yeah. Well, good. There's plenty of seats for you to pick from. You want up front, you want in the back, in the middle, doesn't matter. Anyway, but it's going to take, thank God for the Luxor and the fact that they are behind me. They support me, you know, to put this show together. We're in a theater that seats about 340, and we're getting about, you know, 290 in there. Right. And
we're gonna move some tickets right now.
That's a good crowd.
That's a good crowd.
Yeah, great crowd. you know, whatever.
Let me give the information one more time. We're going to fill this theater up for you, Terry, because it sounds like an amazing show. Next Tuesday and then the Tuesday after, October 22nd and 29th, tickets are on sale now for the Terry Bradshaw Show at the Luxor in Las Vegas. Kevin and I are already trying to figure out a way we can get to Las Vegas to see this. Available.
Well, why don't I send my Gulfstream 4SP over and pick you guys?
I mean, if you insist.
We're not going to argue with a legend, that's for sure.
Allie, you're more than welcome. If Jensen's there, Jensen, you can come.
Okay, I'm in.
Yeah, all of you can come. I just got to figure out where I'm going to get the plane. But
that's on you, bud.
Terry,
it's on you.
You're an unbelievable man. We love you. We'll see you in Las Vegas. Have a great.
I got out of a jacuzzi for 3 minutes.
Well, it was longer than that. But
early jacuzzi, Terry.
Go back to the jacuzzi.
I mean, who's your next guest?
You don't know him.
We have a young musician named Hobo Johnson.
See there? Nobody's heard of Hobo John.
Terry, get back into the jacuzzi. We'll talk to you next time, buddy.
Love him.
All right. Don't be holding me up next time. You wouldn't hold up Brad Pitt.
All right, take it easy. You're right, Terry. You're right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
People think it's an impressionist. Like, people think we have someone coming on to pretend they're Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah. That is Terry Bradshaw.
The squirrel heads, you guys, and a half-pound locust. What's happening?
He's a hero. Oh,
sweet baby Jesus.
He's the best.
How many people... could explain the fact that they eat squirrel heads and have us laugh.
It was great.
Yeah.
Only him.
He went into Central Park and shot squirrels.
Yes.
With people around.
I don't know whether he should be president or in prison.
Well, by the way, that's kind of one and the same.
Right. All right, you guys, unfortunately, we have to move on from Mr. Bradshaw. It makes me sad, but we have to. But it's for a good cause, because we are going to give you tickets to join us for Kevin Bean's Last Breakfast. This is Breakfast with Green Day at the HD Radio Sound Space. Now, this time around, sometimes it doesn't matter. This time, we do need Green Day fans who know and love their music, okay? Mm-hmm. You got to be a Green Day fan. You want to play a game, win your way in to Kevin Bean's Last Breakfast with Green Day. 1-800-520-1067. Call right now. Tell you the biggest mistake you could ever make is talk about football with Terry Bradshaw. Why bother? Why would you ever bring up football?
Yeah, I don't know
why.
He had a BB gun
in Central Park.
Yeah. Yes. And then in 15 minutes, he caught his limit.
He's my hero.
And then he shared squirrel heads with his brother.
Yes.
And he said it was like caviar.
Yes. Green Day, you guys, is being kind enough to once again do a Kevin and Bean breakfast. It has been a number of years since the last time we did it. Boy, they've had quite a career since then, and they're going to be sharing it with us at the HD Radio Sound Space. Let me explain these breakfasts with again real quick, because it's huge band, tiny space. Not only do we ask questions, but you get to ask questions. So if you love Green Day, you've always wanted to talk to Green Day, this is your opportunity to do it and have it be on the radio.
Do you know what the breakfast is this time?
What the food? I don't think there's generally any kind of food at all.
I'm not going then.
I think we call it a breakfast thing because it's a morning event, but there's no actual food.
Okay.
But well, we're liars.
Bottomless mimosas? Anything?
Nothing. I'm sorry.
Avocado toast?
Wow.
Not even that. I'm sorry, hipsters. It's breakfast. It's Kevin Bean's Last Breakfast with Green Day. We've got Green Day fans on the line. The game this time is called Finish the Line.
You want to win the tickets? You must know the lyrics. Come on now, it's easy. You can win for Sheezy. Finish the line, and you win this time.
Okay, win the tickets.
Finish the line, and you win this time.
Just finish the line.
Finish the line, and you win this time.
Okay, here we go.
Finish the line, and you win this time.
Ow!
All right, so we'll play part of a Green Day song for you. When they stop singing, you start singing. You finish the line. You go into the drawing to win the tickets for the Breakfast with Green Day. Who's our first contestant, please?
First up is Daniel in Los Angeles. Good morning, Daniel.
Hello, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you.
You are a big Green Day fan, I hope?
Yes.
All right, then you will probably know as you sing along with this Green Day song what the next line is. Good luck.
I want to take you to a wasteland I like to call my home. Welcome to Paris.
I love it.
That is how it is done. And I know, Kevin, you'll agree with me when I say this. I would never win this game.
Oh, agreed.
I could hum the next line 100% of the time. I am not that good with lyrics, but he is. So well done. He's in the drawing.
All right. Let's go to Alex in Los Angeles. Good morning, Alex.
Morning, party people.
Are you ready to finish the line?
Hopefully.
Okay. Here you go.
So make the best of this test and don't ask why.
It's not a question, but a lesson learned in time.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Hey!
It's something unpredictable.
Nice. Nicely done.
Two for two Green Day fans.
Yeah. Kind of a beautiful voice.
All right. Karina in Mission Hills. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Are you ready? Can you finish the line? Here we go.
Wake me up when September ends. Here comes the rain again, falling from the stars.
And then it goes.
First it says shoot.
Drawing the blank.
No. See, you're beating I. That's what happened to us.
Yeah.
Drenched in my pain again, becoming who we are.
Okay, not exactly the same as what Karina had, but nice effort. Who's next?
Let's go to Juan in Orange. Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Or is it Heimer?
I think it's what. Hey Juan, have you ever had squirrel head?
I can't say I have.
Okay. Maybe if you phrase it differently.
Yeah.
All right, listen up. Here's your song. You finish the line.
Mind is set on an overdrive. The clock is laughing in my face. Crooked spine, my senses dulled.
Past the point of delirium, on my own, here we go.
Yeah.
Past the point of delirium.
By the way, that's how you prepare squirrel head is brain stew. That's what it's called.
Wow.
Well done.
Wow. Melina in Long Beach, good morning.
Hey, what's up? Good morning.
Good morning.
Melina is a very pretty name. I don't think I've heard that name before. Did your mom make it up?
Oh, thanks. No, it was actually my mom's friend in high school.
Oh, all right. Very cool.
Yeah,
all right. Well,
she really liked it.
We hope to see you at Breakfast with Green Day. If you can get past this, here's your song.
Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up.
I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Or am I just stoned?
Nicely done, Melina.
Fantastic. I think we're out of time for contestants. But by the way, 4 out of 5, no complaints. There are a lot of very good Green Day fans. Daniel, Alex, Juan, and Melina are all in the running. Only one will join us at Kevin Amin's Last Breakfast, HD Radio Soundspace, this time with Green Day on Monday morning, October 28th. Allie, who's our winner, please?
The winner is Juan.
Juan. Congrats, Juan.
We will see you there. Congratulations. Thanks to all the players. It has been Finish the Line.
Finish the line, and you win this time.
Even though Mr. Terry Bradshaw says he's never heard of Hobo Johnson, and I'm sure there are a fair amount of our listeners who have not heard of Hobo because he's kind of an up-and-coming musician.
You will.
Yeah. I am so excited.
Same.
To have this guy in next hour.
Okay, picture this. There's this cold floating rock, right? And at the bottom of the rock, there's this ocean. At the bottom of the ocean, there's these little teeny amoeba, right? And after millions of years, these amoeba, they start turning into fish and swimming around. I don't know how it works, but it does. So these amoeba, the amoeba fish are swimming around until one day one of these fish was like, you know what? I f***ing hate the ocean. It sucks. It's cold. It's wet. I'm done. I am done. So he grabs these and little things, they're called hands and feet, and he connects them to his body.
I mean, this just goes on.
They have a music video for that out now too, with the cartoon.
And it's amazing, and it's an amazing, amazing song, and he is a fantastic artist. By the way, doesn't he remind you guys of Stryker a little bit? Do you hear any Stryker in him?
Yeah, sure. If you're talking about someone who's probably wild off his own energy, sure.
Yeah. So Hobo Johnson joins us next there on the Kevin Bean Show. First, though, how about your phone calls at 323-520-AFRO? It's our voicemail 24/7. You call us, leave a message on any topic.
Happy birthday, Julie. Happy birthday, Julie. Hey, Julie.
Sam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sam.
God damn you to hell.
By the way, married.
Oh, yeah. Julie's his wife, who's lovely.
How's that possible?
Don't know. Mm-hmm.
Has a kid. Mm-hmm. Imagine that.
Yep.
Hey, party people. I couldn't call in on your topic of unconventionally sexy people. So mine has always been Bette Midler. Kevin, you're 1,000,000,000% wrong. She is funny and sexy as heck. So you say she looks like a friend of your mom's? Your mom had friends with racks like that? Boy, it must have been something growing up in your house.
Wow. I'm going to say, and of course it's personal taste, Bette Midler is a phenomenally talented entertainer.
I agree.
Not sexy.
I agree.
Not sexy.
But, I think but she's really.
I think she's quote unquote sexy as heck. Which I think says a lot
about
him.
But really, at times, really goes all in on being sexy. That's what drives me crazy.
Hey, this is Philip. I'm a podcast listener. I just wanted to share this interaction. I had the opportunity to meet Donald Glover the other day.
Oh.
And I wanted to tell him how much I loved Atlanta and his acting and his work. And the only thing I could think to say was, Wakanda forever. Thanks, Bean.
I'm so sorry I put you in that spot.
Although, technically, did he have to say what you say?
I mean, he was so surprised by running into a celebrity that I think he just panicked. That was what came to mind.
At least he didn't ask, are you the Negro of the Galaxy?
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah, it's worse.
Yeah, don't make that mistake.
Hey, guys. I was wondering if I could book Heimer and Homer for my friend's bachelorette party next month. Let me know. Thanks. Bye.
They are, no pun intended, a great package deal.
Remember when we found out that we're not supposed to say, hey, you guys, anymore? Because it leaves out the women.
Well, it was suggested that it might be offensive to some audiences.
Hey, guys. Oh, wait. I can't say guys. You know what's gender free and works? Hey, hey, heads. Also, hey, party people. Hey, assholes. You know, all the good ones still work. Gender free assholes.
It's another, if you're looking for a new name for the show when I leave, by the way, gender-free assholes might be what you want to go with.
Yeah, I was calling about not following your exes, and Jensen was all braggadocious about his wife, Danielle, not following any of her exes. Well, did some snooping, Jensen. She's following Ben Savage. Check and mate. Boom!
That guy went check and mate and boom. Can you recover from that?
That's very difficult.
Weren't they only dating on the show, though?
That is correct. It was a fictitious relationship.
Not in real life.
I don't want to ruin that guy's childhood. So
Because he's checkmate.
And the boom. I can't take it back.
Yeah. I don't like songs with counting in them. Mm-hmm. They feel childish.
1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, Kevin. Say you love it. 5, 6, 7 times. God damn it, Kevin. You got this song stuck in my head now. Now you have to hear counting songs. Love you guys.
How did I get it stuck in your head?
I think we brought it up when we were talking about you and your fear of counting.
It's not fear.
I was out on Friday. Mm-hmm. Did you really play Add It Up by Violent Femmes as the Keep It 100 song?
We did.
Yeah.
That must have been torture for you, Kevin. Isn't that a counting song?
Well, there's some numbers in it.
You made the same mistake. We thought it was the song where they count.
Kiss Off,
yeah. But it's not. But they do say one a bunch, and we thought that was math.
I gotcha. Yeah. Okay, so Kiss Off is the counting song.
Yes.
So correct. You dodged a bullet. Okay, yes. Great.
Oh, I wouldn't have played it.
Yeah.
I mean, we can overrule Texture 100, right?
No,
so
not
far,
legally.
No.
Yeah, not legally.
Owl City.
Okay.
Halloween spooks outside my window. Halloween spooks behind the tree. I just wanted to ruin Kevin's day, okay?
Thanks. Appreciate that.
So my fiance and I were talking about personality tests and personalities, and I ended up calling her a Kevin.
Oh, no.
I slept on the couch last night. Thanks, Kevin.
You can't insult a woman like that and expect to stay in the bed.
Right.
Oh, my God. I have just discovered, and keep in mind that I am incredibly drunk right now and about to go to sleep, but I think that there is a new language out, and I call it Kevining. There is here's a new word. There's a randoming act of kindness from your SoCal helpful. Randoming act of kindness. It's randoming. It's the new Kevin language. I totally got it. I understand. I speak Kevin now.
I mean, I don't think that's a good thing.
Call us every time you're drunk, yeah, please.
Hi, guys. This is podcast listener Chris from San Diego. I am calling because I'm listening to Cheers with Beer Mug from Friday, and you guys have a really drunk guy on there trying to tell you where he got his worst injury, and I wanted to help. Speak fluent drunk. He is saying that he got into a fight at the Lions Kiwanis Country Club. So, hope I could help. He's Bob from Chattanooga.
Thank you, Bob.
Should I play the clip again? Because even if he's saying that at the beginning,
yeah,
there's about 2 minutes worth that I don't understand.
Please.
I swear it went. It was at a cell at the old school Atlantis Country Club. A giant Samoan Suey forearmed me right in the face.
So that was the best pit you've ever been in where you got elbowed in the face. Forearm of the
best pit I was ever in. Splat, lap. I was doing a slime in the face.
I love crazy yelling guy. 323-520-106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:52.
Not only did we just give away some tickets a few minutes ago for our Kevin and Bean Breakfast with Green Day in the HD Radio Sound Space, but you have plenty of chances to win, including one in about 5 minutes. We're going to be giving them away over the air every hour all day long up until 7 p.m. tonight. And throughout the week on K-Rock, there's a bonus chance for you to win and get all the details at krock.com. All right, Allie, you're up. What's happening?
Bean, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is what's happening.
That is, this time of year when the nominations are announced is very controversial.
Yes, always is.
Part of the problem is the definition of rock and roll.
Correct.
I think that is what makes it hard sometimes to look at some of the nominees and go, do they deserve, they're great, but they deserve to be in this building.
Do you think, looking back, they should have called it like the Musician Hall of Fame or the Music Hall of Fame?
I don't know the answer to that.
Musical artists, like something that includes everybody.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, the nominees for the 2020 induction are out. This is the 35th annual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you guys. 9 out of the 16 nominees are on the ballot for the first time.
Okay.
Wow, okay.
Is there a limit to how many they accept?
5, I believe.
Okay. 5 is how many are voted in. I don't know if there's a limit on how many are put on the nominating list.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got it.
But it is important for people who don't know to note that you have to have released your first record 25 years ago or more to be eligible. So Kevin jokes about somebody like Cardi B won't be eligible for a long time.
And we'll never be in it. Here are the returning nominees. Depeche Mode, Judas Priest, Kraftwerk, MC5, Nine Inch Nails, Rufus featuring Chaka Khan, Todd Rundgren, and now, the new.
Before you move on,
nominees.
Three of those returning nominees should be in. Should have already been voted in.
The first is Depeche Mode.
I have Depeche Mode. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Depeche Mode.
I have two of them going in.
I say absolutely Depeche Mode. I say absolutely Kraftwerk.
Yep.
Yeah, those are my two as well.
100%.
Yep.
And there was a third one you mentioned that I thought should have been in too.
MC5, Judas Priest, Nine Inch Nails.
Yes, Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah.
Well, I think Nine Inch Nails absolutely deserves. Those three, I think, deserve to be in.
Not on mine.
Yeah. Same two as Alex.
I have Depeche Mode, Kraftwerk. So
fair enough.
Okay.
Fair enough.
The new to the ballot for the first time, Dave Matthews Band.
No.
The Doobie Brothers.
Hold on. Not so fast. Doobie Brothers?
Absolutely. They're on my 5 to get in.
What does that mean? They're
on your
5 to get in?
Well, let's hear the rest of them. Let's hear the rest of them.
I picked 5 going to get in. Yeah.
Okay, but remember, those 5 can't all get in addition to your other two.
Right, we only have 3 available openings.
Yeah,
we
only have 3 openings.
I have 5 that are getting in. I already named 2. This is my goddamn 3rd. I'm the one that's bad at math.
And you're saying yes on the Doobie Brothers.
Yes.
I am not angry at the Doobie Brothers being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I'm waiting to hear the rest of my options.
Yeah.
Motorhead, the Notorious B.I.G.,
ooh, yes.
Pat Benatar.
Yeah, Notorious B.I.G. Can I put down a yes for that?
Not for me.
Okay.
Okay.
And you love Biggie.
I sure do.
You killed Biggie.
Well,
what?
I mean,
you
I was there.
What?
I was there the night he died. But Pat Benatar.
Mm-hmm. Yours was one of the last faces he saw before he got shot.
I know.
Bam Anderson.
Pat Benatar.
Oh
no. Soundgarden. T Rex. Thin Lizzy. And Whitney Houston.
Wow.
Would you like to hear my top 5?
Oh, they're the only ones that count.
Well, everyone's counts in large amounts. What? Whitney Houston. Absolutely. You're going in.
Okay.
Enjoy the Hall of Fame, Whitney.
Not for me. Not in my lifetime.
Thin Lizzy. Absolutely. Get in there.
I love Thin Lizzy. They are neither new or original. They were a great band who followed in the footsteps of other great bands, but didn't really add much to the genre.
Which Doobie you be? The Doobie Brothers. They're going in just so Raj from What's Happening can be the one that gets them in. Wouldn't that be huge? And then Rerun comes back from the dead, and
yeah,
he's like,
I'm sorry for
recording you. Anyone else watch What's Happening?
They were on What's Happening, I think is what Ali was suggesting.
Has to be in. I was shocked they didn't make it last year. I mean, they are the pioneers of electronic music, let alone inspired David Bowie to Depeche Mode.
Yeah, and all of rap and R&B.
Kraftwerk has to be in.
Yeah. I agree.
Has
100%.
To be in.
100%.
And then rounding out the top five, Depeche Mode. Good night now.
A lot of choices, a lot of tough choices to be made there.
What about you guys? Who are your five?
My quick Kraftwerk, Depeche Mode, Notorious B.I.G., Whitney Houston, Soundgarden.
Really?
Yep. Those are my five.
Soundgarden.
Yes.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
You know, much like with the acting award shows, I think there is, sadly, an element of sympathy when you lose a great artist like Chris Cornell that kind of inclines people to go, wow, it would be nice to honor him in this way.
And Hall of Fame kind of represents the end of your career a bit, too. And
you've got three dead people going.
I have three dead, too.
Okay. Okay. Bean, your five?
I don't have them written down or up on a screen in front of me, but I think I've kind of already expressed my views. I'm curious to hear who Kevin likes in this batch.
Straight Creed for me. I mean, that's
Creed and only Creed.
They are not nominated. On here.
Well, then I'm out. I don't care anymore.
All right.
I don't know how Depeche Mode isn't already in. That just doesn't make any sense to me.
I can tell you an answer to that, because there are 50 nominees that they're choosing from, they can only pick five, so they can't put everyone.
So you start with Depeche Mode, and then you have to eliminate everyone.
So you can't put
everyone
who's deserving in at the same time.
Arguably, Depeche Mode might be the biggest given this year, I think, if you look at the list.
Well,
they
were there
last
year, too.
But this year, it looks like they almost, to me, beat everyone else. And my dad's even.
It's tough.
I'd put Kraftwerk in before Depeche Mode.
You would?
Absolutely.
Also someone who was there last year.
I agree. I agree with Ali. I think Kraftwerk is so influential that Depeche Mode may not exist the way they sound without Kraftwerk.
Absolutely.
What happened to Amy Winehouse?
She'll be eligible one day. I think that's my problem with a band like Thin Lizzy, who I said doesn't move the needle. Kraftwerk moved the needle. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They did something new and different. That's what I think. You should go in for that beyond anything.
Okay.
Mr. Shaquille O'Neal.
I don't think he's going to make it for his great musical career, no. Yeah.
Remember last year when I said the Cars should definitely go in and you guys were all, whatever. Thank God they did, right?
I mean, it's nice for Rick that he saw that before he died, yeah. But I don't think that's why you put people in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Because I think they might die?
Right.
No. I thought they should go in because they're the freaking Cars and they were incredible.
I love them too.
But you didn't think they should go in last year.
You are correct.
I think we only all agreed on The Cure last year. Who went in?
Who went in, yeah.
Yeah. And I thought Roxy Music should, and you guys all told me I was an idiot. They went in.
I don't think anyone called you an idiot.
No, everybody did.
I did.
Kevin, even off the air, he's like, you're an idiot. And then he kicked me in the shins.
What?
And then I bent down, cover my shins up, and he punched me in the face so I had to get back
up. Terrible workplace.
Yeah. It's pretty aggressive, you guys. I'm excited for this. I get super excited for these nominations.
Do you watch the show when it airs
on HBO?
Oh my
gosh, do I watch it? I watch it the night it comes out. I also tape it, then I'll watch it back.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Wow. All right. Well produced.
It's really well produced. Yeah. Plus, Brandon Flowers, you know.
Yeah.
How you doing?
What are you doing with your hands?
I can only see one of them.
Some birthdays for you. We've got Emeril Lagasse.
Bam.
Tito Jackson.
But the emotion, too much for Tito.
And probably the best song to strip to bone to ride a horse to. Hmm. Whoa. I don't know what this about. Ma'am? You all right?
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh, what the... Happy birthday, Genuine.
I think that's you.
Oh, yeah, that's how it's done.
Oh, that's not
good. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
That's what's
congratulations to Christine Shushman from Torrance. Just got access for two into Kevin and Bean's Last Breakfast with Green Day. Another chance for you coming up in 1 hour. It's Kevin and Bean Show now at 9:07. this story rocketed around Los Internets yesterday because it is hilarious. This is Shay Bradley. I cannot speak Irish. Shay Bradley of Kilmenaga.
Can you try?
Kilmenaga, which is a city south of Dublin. And unfortunately, Mr. Bradley passed away on October the 8th. But he was known as a prankster. He used to love to pull pranks on his family. And he, and I assume with the help of somebody on the outside to help him pull off the prank.
I hope so.
Otherwise, he's cleverer than I think. He devised a way to prank the attendants of his funeral. So I've got some tape to play for you, and you'll hear this is as they're getting ready to lower his casket into the ground. And it's a very obviously sad and somber and heartbreaking moment because they lose this man who was so beloved. And you'll hear the tail end of the bagpipes being played. And then something unexpected was heard as the coffin goes under. Everybody's sad, and then...
Hello? Hello. Hello. Let me out.
Okay, so, so he's hello, and he's knocking on the top of the casket, and he's saying, "Let me out." And the faces on the people who weren't in on it—they did tell a couple of people. I think they told some of the old people, and they told some of the very young people. All right, we're pulling this prank. I don't want you to have a heart attack and freak out when you hear, you know, when you hear Papa's voice.
But that's pretty awesome.
The other people who are standing around, as you can imagine, are horrified because they think this is real, right?
Yeah, I'm surprised like jumped in. Like I would think someone would immediately try to open the casket.
And I'm stunned that nobody screamed too, by the way, because it would be so, I don't know, just terrifying if you actually thought for even a second that this person was buried alive.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't done.
Hello? Hello? Let me out.
It's effing dark in here. So you can tell people are now getting that it's a gag and they're just starting to laugh and play along. What a beautiful send-off, by the way. This
right?
So good.
Is that that priest I can hear? Let me out. Hello? Hello? Stop, I can hear you. Hello? Hello, please. Hello? Hello. This is shaming. I'm in the box. No, I'm in front of you. I'm dead. You're gonna hear that. That's me. Hello again. Hello.
Okay, so now he's singing to the assemble.
Right.
He's singing because he's saying hello again now from death.
I just called to say goodbye. I'm going to die. I pray to hello again. Hello.
His daughter posted the video up on Facebook and said, "My dad's dying wish, always the prankster. You got him good, Papa Bear, and gave us all a laugh when we needed it. I will love you forever. Hashtag Shia's last laugh." Is that the best funeral, by the way, you can imagine? I mean, super sad.
I don't rank funerals, but yeah.
No, you don't?
I don't really.
Super sad to lose the man, but yeah. I'm just saying that what a fantastic way to go out and to have people walk away from a normally very sad occasion with at least a little bit of a laugh.
What if you're a prankster all your life and so everybody thinks that's what it is, but you're really alive. Alive?
Oh, plot twist.
That guy was still alive, and everybody's going,
And everyone on the internet sharing it like, what a prankster! And he's just dead now. He wasn't dead.
Oh, my God. That guy was buried alive.
Right?
Yep. Wow.
This is terrible.
Who's that dude? And what's he about, right?
Right? I heard he's a runner.
What's up with that?
I don't know. I hear that song from Hobo Johnson. I don't know anything about him, but he sounds like a crazy man. And wait, he just joined us in studio here at the Kevin Bean Show.
Hello, hello.
Hobo.
How's it going?
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing good. Early morning, but I'm feeling good.
At least you didn't have a show last night, right?
I did.
Oh, right. I know.
Played the Wiltern, and it was quite fun.
Yeah. And what was that like for you, playing an iconic venue like the Wiltern at this stage of your career?
It was weird It was weird just walking down in the green room and it being this like wonderful, beautiful place. And I just feel like out of place, to be honest.
Somebody's going to know that you're a fraud and take you out.
Exactly. Yeah. And sometimes people look at me like, why are you walking around?
so much of your career has been do-it-yourself, some DIY. It's like this is a completely different feel for you. Does it feel the same as when you started in Sacramento?
It's definitely a little bit different. Like the shows, the production-wise, they're more like shows. Like I like what people go to and pay money for. So
does that feel like pressure?
Yeah, definitely. And last night I was kind of like getting kind of nervous, you know. So,
but you always sound nervous, so that's the good news. Every song, you sound like you're barely hanging on.
My default state.
Barely hanging on.
Bean did argue yesterday. He thinks that Hobo Johnson's the only guy who's ever put out an album where he's fully whispering for a whole record.
Here's what I said, Hobo. I said, you sound like when you're recording, like you're on the phone, but trying not to make too much noise because you're in a restaurant.
And
you don't want to disturb any of the other diners.
It's 11 p.m. and his parents are asleep.
It gives me anxiety to listen to your records. Look, I think you are a brilliant lyricist, and you really are. You get across your songs beautifully.
He's not joking in that part.
I really do. I'm a huge fan, and we'll tell you how we came to know your music here in a second. But I get anxious when I listen to you. I mean, is there anxiety in your music?
Yeah, I'm a pretty anxious person in general. I hear a lot of people say that, actually, and I think it's some songs, like Typical Story, the one that you just played, that's a pretty anxious song, but there's some other songs that are more, you know, chill, little piano, so it's kind of...
Yeah, true. You do have a lot of styles on your albums, which I really appreciate. Jensen, why don't you take some credit for introducing Hobo to at least us here on the Kevin DeBeach Show?
Yeah, he had been around for quite some time, but I had been turned on to his music when he did this Peach Scone viral video years ago. Which is great. And from there, I've just been following because I'm always obsessed with people who are trying to push a genre. Like, there is no way that you could say that Hobo stuff is just rap or just all...
You can't put him in any box.
Yeah, you can't. You literally can't. And I guess that was what I brought into K-Rock, saying like this is the stuff we should be playing more often, and also be, you know, sort of like broadening what alternative music is. Are your influences, Hobo, or do they range from that? Are they hip hop all the way to rock?
Yeah, definitely. I really like Chance the Rapper. Mm-hmm. He's one of my favorite like musicians, and Bright Eyes. So
those are two different people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Both
so
great though.
I think it culminates in like whatever weird thing I do.
Yeah, because I hear like Suicidal Tendencies, which might not even be a group you know a lot about.
No, that's always crazy
to me. Yeah. When you're like, that sounds like Suicidal Tendencies, and the person who did it goes, I have no idea.
I don't know who that is.
I've never heard of them. And maybe
you're an artist who doesn't like being compared to other artists, but I think this is a fair comparison, and I've thought this a lot listening to music. Early Beck. Yeah. I hear a lot of early Beck in you.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I think it's like the folky, rocky, hip hoppy stuff. Yeah,
that's with a twinge of crazy.
Yeah,
which
I love.
Hobo, let's talk about your living situation. You did for reals live in your Toyota?
For real.
For how long? And what were the circumstances of that? Why?
So me and I moved into my stepmom's house at the time. Mm-hmm. Who's married to my dad. So then I lived in their house. We kind of had a falling out, a couple problems. And then he kicked me out, and I didn't really have anywhere to go. So I lived in a 1994 Toyota Corolla. It was just over a month or somewhere around a month. It wasn't too long. But in that period of time, I made and produced and, like, wrote my first album that I, like, really released.
And literally recorded it in the car.
And that's when you're working at, like, a pizza place, right?
I worked at a pizza place, and then I would go. I, like, slept outside of a 24-hour fitness, and I would, like, charge my laptop
at work. That's the worst place.
I know, but it's safe. It's safe. At least the one in Sacramento, because you can park in like a nook, you know, and like no one really goes in there.
But I would pick a place no one's going to all night long.
Well, you gotta, it's nice because sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night and have to like go to the bathroom, not the easy one.
I'd be a terrible hobo.
Yeah, so, you'd smell bad. Yeah.
What was the best part of living in a car?
If you're trying to put a positive spin on it,
let's try. Everybody thinks it's terrible. I'm just saying, was there something that you enjoyed?
You always know where the lighter is?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah?
You never lose your car in a parking lot?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The best part was the first 3 or 4 days, because it was really this moment of me like telling myself like I can do it by myself and I need no one else other than, you know, myself.
So that went away after a few days where I just got pretty much sad and depressed. Yeah,
that was 3 days of great thinking. But
So where did you get money to then find a place to live?
I just like saved up. I moved to a place called Oak Park in Sacramento, which was the cheapest rent I could find. Mm-hmm. My rent in Sacramento for a Craigslist room was $300.
Hmm. Wow. So okay, that's low.
I could work like... Not like 10 hours a week or something.
Yeah. And your second album you recorded on your laptop?
Yeah. Everything I've done on my laptop, pretty much. Even the newest album, I like produced like 80% of it, 75% of it.
But remember, he being homeless is rough, but not as rough as being a Sacramento Kings fan.
I was thinking. I was wondering.
I heard you guys say that last time.
He is brutal.
That is rough. That is tough. How are you dealing with that?
Dude. It's pretty tough, especially when you talk to people from L.A. It's like, you guys don't even understand.
Well, listen, I was a Clippers fan, so it'll turn around eventually. That makes sense. I have a question, too. Listening to the new record, it seems like you went through a pretty heavy breakup in it.
Yeah.
But then I read recently you got back together with her?
No, different.
Okay, different girl.
I got into another relationship.
The Hobo Johnson love life seems complicated.
It is.
Which makes great music.
Yeah. It was my first real relationship, so I think that's why I like wrote so much about it, and then kind of just fell apart.
We're talking to Hobo Johnson here on the Kevin Bean Show, by the way, who last night played the Wiltern Theater, and tomorrow night will be playing at the House of Blues in Anaheim. Mm. Tickets available at HoboJohnson.com or LiveNation.com if you want to see the live show, which is intense and fun, by the way.
Yeah.
I know we don't have a lot of time, Hobo, and I feel terrible because it took you a long time to get here, but you shout out Justin Bieber on the record.
Yeah.
And as I understand from reading interviews and stuff, part of that was because you guys have had a sort of similar situation in that you kind of...
Got famous on the internet,
right? And there's pluses and minuses for that. How are you adjusting to being somebody who now has fans and admirers and people who are interested in your personal life,
especially in like a major label situation?
Yeah, and you're gonna be on the Kimmels and shows like that. I mean, your life is changing week to week right now. How's that affecting you?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. A lot of it is, I think the toughest part is the general criticism that you get from so many people.
Yeah.
And for me, like, for some reason, people either hate me with a passion or like me.
And that means you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, it means I'm doing something different, I think. So it's like, that's the toughest part for me to handle. And, like, I've been getting better at it, but, like, the thicker skin I grow, I think the less sensitive a person I am. And, like...
So you don't want that necessarily.
No, exactly, because I'm trying to, like... feel
artistically
stuff.
Yeah
so it's like it's definitely a weird balance, but I just like don't go on the internet at all pretty much
anymore. When Bean and I started, we got 3 to 4 years of hate, and you've ruined this station. 3 to 4 years.
Wow.
And that was when people had to write letters.
And give it to the Pony Express, God. And then that guy would drop it off.
That's crazy.
I mean, it does force you to get thicker skin. It just forces you to.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to work my way around it. Like, I took off all internet from my phone, so I just kind of, like, I'm really trying to focus on, like, my normal life, and I bought a house.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
I'm going about this, like, normal, practical adult life and, like, trying to see if that makes
sense. Guy went from living in his car to buying a house in a couple of years.
Yeah.
Bean, how long could you live without the internet?
Not as long as it took you to ask that question. I mean, honestly.
Is this a Sacramento house?
Okay, East Sacramento.
Still in the hood.
Yeah.
Still where you were.
He
bought the house for $450. That's a deal.
Well, still pizza money.
I hope that experiences like this one where you walk into a room of people who are excited to meet you and genuinely are grateful for your music and happy for your success, I hope that that helps a little bit to know that there are fans out there like us. And I know you run into them all the time, but we're really behind you, dude.
I appreciate it very much.
Seriously. Big and fan. It's a big, you know, it's I feel dumb kind of saying this, you know, honking our own horn. It's kind of a big deal to get played on K-Rock.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're so happy to have music like yours that we can play. You know, we love it so much.
That isn't like everything else.
That isn't like everything else.
That's
exactly.
Important.
Yeah, that's rad to me. Yeah. I've heard of K-Rock for so long, too, and, like, breaking so many bands, so it's really... It's great to be here. I'm sorry that I was late, but
no,
not
at all.
He's the sweetest young man ever.
Look,
first of all,
we're just gonna have to kick you right back out. But
he ran in here literally from the parking lot
because there was some 3-car pileup. We hear there was something
that he caused, but whatever.
He ran across the freeway after an argument with the Uber driver.
We were late too. I can't put it all on that. We
all right, man. Well, listen. Keep in touch. Let us know if there's anything we can do for you. All right.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Everybody, stream, buy, get somehow both of the Hobo records. They're really, really good. Thanks a lot, my friend.
Thank you.
On your drive home today, tomorrow morning, Chance the Rapper
What?
You want to stick for 24 hours?
So you want to just stay here? Yeah, you can sleep in the corner. You're used to that.
Yeah. Bean makes us guess. Steve Gorman, the drummer for the Black Crowes, wrote a book. We're going to talk to him about
that. It's good.
And Kevin and Bean's Last Breakfast with Green.